You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, lovers of listening to comedy, candid talk, and probably a cheap shot or two. We have a new podcast for you available now on riotcast.com and iTunes called Misery Loves Company with Kevin Brennan and Lenny Marcus. Go ahead, Kevin. Tell us in 45 seconds what the people of Earth listening to us look forward to. Besides us arguing and wanting to kill
them. First of all, even the fact that you used the word lovers at the beginning of that is one of my least favorite words of all time. Like when people used to introduce, now they say partner or whatever. When people used to say, this is my lover, I wanted to fucking die. This is my lover, Jennifer. I'm like, so basically saying like, yeah, we're having sex. We have sex. She's my lover. They used to say that back in the day. They don't say it anymore, but I still hate that word.
That's the commercial you want?
Yeah.
Serious? All right. Misery Loves Company with Kevin Brennan and Lenny Marcus. Riotcast.com.
No loving.
No loving. Riotcast.com and iTunes. Somebody help me.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Shut the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret it?
Can I get a microphone?
No. I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No direction. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's what the host does.
You motherfucker.
I'm wondering, do you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect
it? Should I retweet it?
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
Yes. Oh my God. All right. God, do I hate Lewis. All right, we're back. All right, it's a little awkward. It's a little awkward in here. All right, let's get off the fucking phones, okay? Lewis.
I'm tweeting it.
I don't need you to tweet it. I don't need eight people more to hear it, okay?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Watch that chat jump, bitches.
Yeah, I don't want your fans in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
We don't want go-mates in the chat.
Go-mates, not go-mates. We're not fucking Australian.
Dude, I'm going to fucking... have you ever been kicked off a show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can we turn this down just a hair?
Yeah, just
we have...
My brain hurts, man.
We have cameras here. True TV is doing a documentary, or they're doing a TV show, and one of the things they're talking about is the Comedy Cellar.
I finally got a credit.
Yeah.
This is not going to make the final cut.
This is going to be literally. I walked up, the fucking thing wasn't plugged in. We were supposed to literally come in, push the button, and do the show. And we had a fucking plugged in, you had headphones, and you're on your phone, and I don't even know who this fucking guy is.
There's one thing I know.
Fucking scaring the shit out of me. Looks like a black Luis Gomez. Jay, I know.
There's one thing I know about reality. They can redo it and make it look... You know.
Yeah, make us look more assholes than we are.
Can
yeah.
you make my boobs look bigger?
Oh,
yeah, they can if I hold them up like this.
I really feel like you should have fucking told us that you were going to have a reality show here in the middle of the show. What if I wanted to look good? What if I wanted to shave?
Well,
what if I wanted
great.
To...
What if I'm on house arrest?
You know? Are you really?
No, I'm just fucking...
Oh, shit. You said that
what
very
if I'm not supposed to be here, right?
Wow, you have a great voice.
It's not a reality show. It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. It's not a reality show.
Okay, well, what if I wanted... What if I was wearing fucking? I want to wear better jeans.
Then you'd have to go to the future and get more money. Okay. Okay. What do you want me to do about that? I can't help that.
You think Lewis is going to make more money than he's making right now?
I'm talking along, like when Bernie gets in, when you, and everybody's equal.
Right. When you die and leave him something.
Bernie.
Well, it's fucking Bernie. Jesus Christ.
Unreal.
I can't even talk about Bernie being a Jew because the fucking cameras are here.
No, you can't say yes. You can if you never want to do TV again. You can. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. The documentary is actually about the Comedy Cellar,
the Jew-owned establishment.
Why are you saying it like that?
They are. It is.
Yeah, but it's. Why would you say it like that?
What do you mean?
But why do you say? Jew.
Jew owned. That's not a negative thing. You're racist because you're taking it as a negative.
No, it is. You all turned on me? All right, black guy, what do you think?
You know what, bro? I'm staying out of that. We got enough problems working in Hollywood as it is. You know what I'm saying? Seller so white.
The seller's seller's not white.
No, not at all.
Seller's not white. The
not
seller
at all.
Is
not at all.
Very equal club.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Equal opportunity employer.
Who works the seller in this room? Raise your hand. Two people.
Yeah.
You used to work.
I used to work the seller.
What happened?
I canceled on a spot.
Yeah.
Not even last minute. She gave me a spot, and then I realized that I wouldn't be landing back in town until like 10 o'clock that night. It was like a 10:30 hosting spot.
Yeah.
So as soon as she gave it to me, I emailed her back. I was like, oh, I miscalculated. I can't actually do that spot. Yeah. And I never heard anything again. That's how
you sure
much
she
I'm
didn't
working.
Watch a set?
It's crazy. I was told if you did this podcast that you would co-sign for me at the Cellar.
Actually,
so,
yeah, tonight
so,
you're...
So that's
tonight,
why I'm here.
Tonight, listen to me. I can't take you serious. I don't know if you're tough, if you're a nerd... I don't know you. Who are you?
I'm a chameleon.
Are you a
I'm what I have to be.
I got a gentle vibe.
Yeah.
Where are you from,
Thank
man?
You.
You're welcome.
What's your
Thank
name?
You. John Laster.
John Laster.
No. As I wave to the camera.
Laster started with Chappelle.
You started with Chappelle?
No.
See, that's the fucked up. That's how old you are. That was believable.
No definitely not.
Oh, you did. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Denver, man. Bronco Nation, baby. And we're going to take this Super Bowl. Believe that. Believe
you're gonna get smoked.
Believe that.
Let me ask you a question. In Denver, how popular is the Comedy Cellar in Denver?
It's not. No one.
Nobody knows about it.
No.
You didn't hear. When did you hear about it? When you moved here?
Yeah, when I moved here.
And what was it?
The cellar wasn't hot like that when I moved here.
What'd you move here? 42.
No.
How old are you?
No, I think.
How
I think
old are you?
37.
You're 37.
Yeah.
So when did you move here?
I moved here like 2003.
Yeah, the cellar was hot in 03.
No, he's actually right. It just started.
Yeah,
popping.
I was
right,
coming here in
right.
03. When I went to the New York Film Academy. Thank you, everybody.
How much are tickets?
SAG eligible. just kidding, I'm in SAG. But I would come here in 03, and the show back then was just one long show. It was like a
right.
5-hour show
yeah.
back then. It
yeah.
wasn't like
it wasn't
three
the
shows
big deal
like
it is now.
No, yeah, back Louis.
I used to host those
Yeah,
shows.
Until Louis. Yeah. Right.
That's well, when that's I think when Tough the, Crowd popped it off a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, no. When I started in comedy, when I moved here in 2001, the Comedy Cellar was the comedy club you wanted to get in. I didn't start yet. I started probably in like 2005.
Right.
But when I moved here and I was promoting for comedy clubs in 2001, that was the hot fucking show.
But
Comedy Cellar was the one club. It was like Gotham, Caroline's, and Comedy Cellar were the three ones that everybody respected. Then it was Comic Strip and Stand Up New
you're
York.
You're talking
right
New York
that.
Comedy on the scene.
Yeah.
We're talking the like people in Denver know
yeah.
about the Comedy Cellar and
okay.
selling
had,
out three
had,
shows
had
on a
no,
Monday.
Yeah, had
That's
no
new.
Idea. Yeah.
No, yeah. I guess that did happen after Louis.
After
right?
Louis, yeah.
After Louis, all of a sudden it's like, fuck, that's the place.
Right.
And I think like
yeah.
Marin's, the whole podcast, like the entrance of
people
comedy,
hyping it up on
podcasts,
yeah.
But definitely Louis' intro and Louis' thing.
Louis' intro and then doing the show here all the time.
And then it started to spread that Rock would be here and Chappelle and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah.
The Rock comes now?
Now yeah. everybody knows
the,
that this
the,
is where
then
celebrities
the,
come.
Then the PR changed up a little bit, but yeah, across the country, definitely not back then.
Even no. I would say not even the country, the world.
Yeah.
Because once Louis went to other countries,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you, now, I mean, you do a set there during the week, and you got people from all over the fucking world in the audience. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of tourists come to the cellar because that's the place they go.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right, yeah. I mean, yeah. I remember Tough Crowd popped it off a little bit because I remember...
I don't think it had the range all the way across the country, though.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Comedian helped. The movie Comedian was big.
Yeah, yeah, that was
But
huge.
That was still only, I think,
also,
like, you know, a million people saw that as opposed to...
The
Aristocrats, that one helped as well. I Am Comic, nobody saw that. But The Aristocrats, that was a good documentary. That was The cellar was all over.
But we're in a bubble. Nobody saw The Aristocrats. My parents don't know what the fuck The Aristocrats
You're in a fucking bubble. Joe, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, don't physically ever touch anybody.
I will
in
do anything
room.
I want.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
How much you want to bet?
I bet you right
I'm ready
now.
To go. We're going to fist fight on camera finally.
I'm going to hit you with my good
TV.
Mic stand. Actually, this is a Luis Gomez mic stand. Yeah. This comes off and I can stab you with it. I don't like the Chris.
Do you know about his mother?
Well, your mother died?
No, my
That's
father,
his father,
my
was,
father
stabbed.
Was stabbed to death.
I knew it was one of them. Either way, I mean, equally funny.
Your mother died from natural causes.
Well, she stabbed herself in the arm with a needle.
Oh, she, from a heroin addict.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, it's not funny now, but it was.
At the time, it was hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
Gee whiz, Louis.
Why do you always look like you just woke up?
I don't know.
He's tired.
Don't stick up for him, please.
Love you.
Well, anyways.
That was a fun moment of silence for Lewis's parents.
I apologize. I really do.
For what?
For not telling you the cameras are going to be.
Oh, okay, good.
Not about your parents. There's nothing I can do about that.
Can I make fun of it
and go back in time?
I'll slide in on that apology too.
What about the parents?
No, about the cameras.
Why, you don't like the cameras?
Didn't know they were going to be here.
Yeah, well, I didn't know they were going to be here either. This is what happened.
That's a lie.
I swear to God.
When did you find
Technically,
out?
Technically, it's only one camera.
I found out today. I was supposed to do the interview next door, and then they were like, look, they want to come up to the studio. So I was like, all right, I figured it'd be a good opportunity.
Lying.
I swear to God, I'm not lying.
I know what happened.
What happened?
They wanted to do the interview at the same time as the podcast. He didn't want to reschedule the podcast again, so he was like, let's combine the interview and podcast.
That's not true. My interview started at 2:30 to 3:30, and they said we'd like to do the studio also because it's part of the Comedy Cellar.
Okay.
So I was like, cool. Why I look at these other guys who, you know, not, you know, a couple of them will never be on TV ever.
Thank you.
So true TV.
Thanks for the look away.
Dude, I hope they put it on, and I hope they put one of those like black faces over Scopo, like just censor out and put them like one of those deep voices.
Those really deep voices.
Just him bombing. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, do you want a coffee?
I'm just gonna keep moving so they can't fucking get me.
So yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting. I mean, the Comedy Cellar is so you. You don't want to work here. You don't care.
No, man. I would any more extra spots you can get is a good thing. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But no, I mean you
He's
don't
downplaying it.
As a comic, this is
yo, bro. I'm doing my thing, so I don't. You know
What's
what I mean?
Thing?
I don't. I'm saying things are going good for me, so I don't always get caught up as much in. I'm from Denver, so you know what I mean. Like the whole New York. Oh, I gotta be. I'm on my way to LA soon. I got a lot of shit popping. I want to do film. I'm not. I just don't get hung up in. But I do. Any extra spots is good, and the cellar's hot right now, so I applaud it. You know, if you work in there, I'd say good for
John,
you.
John, listen to me. I need you to be a real-ass dude right now. Every comic in New York City.
Bro, but you can't speak for every comic
Lester,
in New York City.
Be a rattlesnake right now,
right.
Okay?
I'm saying you can't speak for every comic in New York
every
City.
Every comic in New York City wants to work the Comedy Cellar. Why wouldn't you?
I would definitely, yo, if I could get some spots at the cellar, I would definitely take them. But I'm just
it
saying that
the
I'm not.
Of a
I'm,
credit.
Just, I'm just saying that
Hang
I'm
go
not.
Ahead. Go ahead. What'd you just
it
say?
Counts
no,
as a credit.
Not.
Yes,
no,
it
it's
is.
Not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, listen to me. In everybody's eyes in New York, if you're working the Comedy Cellar, it means you've crossed a certain threshold in comedy. It really does. I don't even work there anymore. I can tell you this. Let's be real about this. It's a fact.
Be a real ass dude.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's no other comedy club, period, that gives you that type of credibility. I'm not saying that everybody works there is great. There are certain people who sneak their way in, but the truth of the matter is it does still mean something to this day.
So you admit you snuck your way in.
I snuck.
Yeah.
You just had that West Coast chill vibe. Like,
what's that?
Weed and... Is that what you do?
Who?
Well,
me?
That was racist.
Yo.
Just got that.
Nah, you know
and
what? The thing is, man, like, I got a lot of respect for, you know what I mean?
Right,
if
listen,
you're working
listen,
a cellar,
if you're
I know it's
me,
tough
stop
to give.
One second. You need to finish your sentence because you keep going. You know what I mean? At the, and I don't because
Let's,
you're not getting to the period.
Okay.
Let me
get to the period.
What's that?
It's Black History Month.
He's what?
It's
oh,
Black
yeah.
History Month. Just relax.
Fuck is
you.
It?
You get a little racist sometimes.
It's nothing to do with racist.
Yeah,
he just,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, John.
We're only 2 days.
I want totally. Him to, I'm trying to understand what he's saying. But he's not,
no. It's Groundhog Day.
If you work in the cellar, man, more power to you. But I don't think everybody. I don't think it's fair to say that everybody sees it the same way.
What you're saying is this: is that yes, you'd love to work the cellar. I get it, but it's not your. It's not like your. Like if I don't work here, I suck as a comic.
I'm saying.
No,
I'm listen. What I'm saying is, when I came up in comedy, the guys that I were chasing are making a boatload of money. None of them worked the cellar. Tracy Ooh. Didn't work the cellar. Epps didn't work the cellar. Cat right. didn't work the cellar. You know, these dudes are filthy rich, and they didn't work. So right. it's not the thing that it is for everybody. If it is that for you, God
those
bless you.
Those aren't
not
New York
me.
Comics, though. And if
no,
those guys
they,
York,
they worked here.
I think
what all of them.
Hang on one second. There's one thing where it's like a badge of honor to work the cellar, and there's another thing where it's like you have to do something to get somewhere. I don't think you have to do anything to get anywhere.
Yeah.
You have your own path. You... You know, some people don't even fucking do stand-up comedy and become fucking stand-up comics somehow.
Right.
I don't know how the fuck that happens.
Right.
But I what you're saying is that your goal
is money. Right. I want to be successful. I want to be a film star. And I don't know what the seller, you know what I mean? Like,
how
what,
old are you?
37, brother.
Really? Jesus.
Yes.
Here's why it's great.
When did you want to be a film star?
Probably like 3-4 years ago is when I first started acting, you know, did my first independent film, and then I shot one last year, and then I got two more coming this year that I really fell in love with.
He saw a James Earl Jones movie. He was like, I could be that guy.
These race jokes are so lame.
It's not a race joke. It was an old joke. Funny.
I was
an
old joke, Lester. They're all connected to Black History Month, and James is, you know.
It wasn't a race joke at all.
Fire away.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm trying to.
That was a whole sentence. Fire away.
I did like that.
Hold on.
Fire away.
No, you were talking to me in interview voice, and I didn't like that. You know what I mean?
Fire away.
But what I'm saying.
You can't say that my jokes are. You just said you're about that money. That's fucking lame. Go fuck yourself. My joke is lame. What are you talking about?
What the fuck? He said your joke was lame.
It wasn't lame. They're not lame jokes. It's not a lame joke.
Can I step in?
Yes, you can.
I didn't understand the James Earl Jones joke. I'm not.
No. I didn't either. I didn't either.
It was stupid.
That's okay.
I thought it was a voice joke. But can I say the seller?
What the fuck?
If you're not working at the seller in your mind, and I'm not. Again, some people don't give a shit, and I mean, I believe I'm taking you for your word. You don't. You'd like to work here. You don't. It's not a thing. I think there's a lot of people that aren't like the seller. How am I going to get in this? There's a lot of people that are, and there's a lot of people that aren't. Like, I gotta work there. If I don't work there, I'm a fraud. Like, there's people that have that thought.
But I do think that the seller's prestigious. Don't think that I'm saying, oh, it's not, you know.
No, we have you on record saying that. Yeah. It's not a good thing. I have you on camera and recording it.
If that's your goal, God
camera.
Bless you. Yeah.
I'm saying go for it. So you don't like the seller?
No, I do like the seller.
That's what you're saying. That's what you said. You said, fuck the seller.
This is what Bobby does.
Don't do that.
But here's the thing. I think
what Lewis does. I just do it better. I make it funny. There's a fucking aggressive mean, and you almost fought the guy.
No, I love
Settle
John.
Settle down.
Me and John are old friends.
Yeah, but you get angry. You get testosterone. Did you work out before you came here?
No, I didn't. I haven't worked out in a couple weeks.
That's why.
You can tell you're getting a little chunky.
There's a thing. I think there's part of it that you want to be part. You want to be inside the click.
Opening your body up to the camera, you gorgeous.
I'm turning it away from fucking Lewis the maniac here. I'm trying to separate myself from this idiot and his dumb James Earl Jones joke that nobody liked.
It sucked. You know what? Fuck. You deserve that. Actually, on your fucking microphone.
But anyways, can I get to my point that
please.
I started 8 minutes ago?
Yeah. If you stop doing that with your hands,
go ahead.
I've been watching a lot of debates.
Fire away.
But what? When you start working the cellar, you want to work the cellar because it's the best club to work, not because it Lewis thinks it's a credit or there's some sort of whatever prestige.
Yeah.
It's because they pay you before you go on.
Right.
They pay you more than everybody else. There's a table set aside. They kick out douchebags immediately.
Yes.
They don't allow bachelorette parties. They don't allow parties of more than six.
What you're saying?
They care about comedy, and they're doing it better than anybody else.
He didn't know that before you worked the cellar. Stop acting like there was.
That's what I just said. That's what I said. Before you work here, you think it's a prestige thing. You think it's a credit thing.
Right.
But as soon as you get in, you're like, I want to be here because
they
it's
care.
The best place to do comedy.
They give. That's
what
I've said. I've said this for a long time. Manny, when he started that table.
I got bad news about Manny.
What?
He passed away.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Him and Lewis's father.
They're booting H together in a hotel.
When he started that table, they care. When the comics got together back whenever the fuck that was, and we started the comedy union, and we asked for more pay. The first club to step up and pay was the Comedy Cellar. The Comedy Cellar has raised the pay.
On their own.
On their own. Twice.
Yes.
Twice they've raised the pay. Without comics asking, they started doing better, so they gave it back
to us. They
give
me $20 a spot now on weekdays.
Hey, that's a really dope bit of history there.
But it's they do give a shit, and they do kick people out. They care about the microphones, the sound. They care about the lights. They care about you having food and being up at the table and being safe, whether you're famous or not.
Right. There's so many clubs, and there are great clubs that are good clubs in New York that you do your set, and it's great, and then you wait 15 minutes to get paid. We're like, how the hell did you guys not foresee me? What's going on here? Right. Or the mic doesn't work. Right. Or the cord is wrapped around something, so you can't fucking move more than 2 feet.
Yeah.
And the seller, none of those things happen. That's why it's the best club to work, because...
And other clubs shouldn't get fucking mad at it. They should actually learn from it.
Yeah, that's...
And they don't fucking... That's what blows me away.
Yes.
The Comedy Cellar doesn't have a check spot. It's the only one of the only clubs in the country that doesn't have a fucking check spot.
Stan doesn't either.
Huh?
Stan doesn't either
because they took the same thing.
You need a stamp receipt to get out. It's as simple as that. They turn over 4 shows a night on weekends without a problem.
Well, if you think logically, you don't even need a stamp receipt. It's the same exact process. Instead of having a comic up there, you put music on and you just fucking turn the lights up. What's the difference? I'm just saying, you don't even have to change the entire infrastructure of the show or what you do. Just put the checks out at the end and turn the lights on and have music on. You don't actually even need to do any stamps or anything.
Because here's why. Because people run out on the check, and that's what clubs are worried about. Yeah, they run out on the check, and then the waitress has to cover the fucking whole thing. But the Comedy Cellar has one door in, one door out, and you have a fucking guy waiting by that door.
Security.
You cannot leave without showing a stamp receipt. And that's it.
And they have a doorman.
And they got a doorman.
Who's scary and can fight.
They got a couple doormen. So, yeah, you're right. That's a big part of it. It is the prestige. It is saying, hey, I work the Comedy Cellar. And then it is when you get there, I'm not only am I working next to the best comics in the world, I'm also, they give a shit about me here. So.
Right. And then I think in New York, in our bubble, sometimes, especially if you're not there, you think there's some sort of prestige thing or it's like a credit. But if you go to L.A., you're in a pitch meeting or anything. They don't give a fuck that you did a 12-10 spot at the
Cellar. I'm not saying that it's a credit. I'm saying it's the equivalent of a credit in the New York scene. If you're working the Comedy Cellar, people are like, oh, shit, that guy's doing some shit.
If you're past the Cellar.
Yeah, I love it, too, because there's no fucking industry. They don't do industry. You go on every night. There's not enough room there to have a, some. I know going to L.A.
You mean as opposed to L.A.?
Well, you go to L.A. and there's a table empty. You're doing, they came to see one guy. All of a sudden, when you go up, they all leave. So there's a big fucking pocket. Yeah, and not only that, you got to see them walk out on you. They don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
It's like there's no room for that here. Paid fucking fans that want to see stand up. And if you don't,
and that was the kind of the justification for why they don't pay money, right? Is that industry will see you in LA. That's why they get away.
Yeah, it was
the
VH1 thing. It's like, yeah, we're not going to pay you to be on TV. We're going to make a gazillion dollars on this talking head shit. Yeah. But we're not going to pay you. We're going to give you exposure.
No, but I mean way earlier on than that.
Same thing. Yeah.
Same. Okay.
Same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Man.
That's
$7 and $8 they give you to me is mind-boggling.
$7, yeah. I actually never took a check from the Laugh Factory because I don't know how to go to a bank for $7.15. I feel it's like, what are you fucking nuts?
Yo, and they hand it to you with a straight face too. You know, like they're really doing business. They hand it to you like, hey,
Robert, you got a check. Yeah. It's like, what?
Did we just do that?
I actually waited 2 years, and then I cashed, I think it was $120-something.
I'm still getting Riotcast residual checks for like $3 or $4 a month.
Yeah.
I deposit them every month.
Really?
I would too.
Is it that rough?
What
am I going to do? I feel like I'm just like wasting paper.
No, you got to cash that check.
I got a 7-cent check from Last Comic Standing.
Did you cash it?
No, I have it taped on my desk. I don't have a desk. I just lied. I don't know.
You should actually bring it to like a check cashing place, not even your bank, and like do a video blog.
I think it costs more than that to cash the check. It's more than 7. They charge you more than 7 cents.
Yeah.
So, I think that. I mean, is it your? Do you want to get back in the Cellar, Lewis?
I mean, yeah, but no. Well, kind of like Blaster was saying.
Oh, all of a sudden, the same exact answer as John, who was a fake-ass dude a second ago.
That's not true.
Word for word, same answer as fake-ass John over here.
I didn't say that. I said, no, obviously everyone wants to work the Comedy Cellar, but I don't think I would audition again. Why would I do that? I worked there, and then I didn't work there. I would feel stupid going through the process of auditioning.
Well, you go back and visit SD.
And Joe, like I said, man, I would like to work there, too. I mean, like I said, I was just saying that I don't see it as like this.
You said fuck
grail.
The Cellar.
Not at all. Not at all.
I know. I mean, can you rewind that? Can we hear that now? Fuck the Cellar.
Yeah, man. You want to work as many places as you can, man. And you know, any place that doesn't have a check spot, I applaud it. Or raise the money for comedians. I didn't even know that. So that's an awesome
you can
piece
work,
of history.
Let me tell you something. You can work the Cellar as a host or just doing spots. If you're so lucky enough to get spots. On the weekend, you can make $600-800 working a night, cash, working the Cellar.
Well, cash, but it's
one fucking club.
It's a bit of a misnomer there. I mean, they're keeping track.
Huh?
They give you cash, but you're getting taxed.
Yeah, but you're taking home that fucking wad like a stripper.
I know, but cash in the context you said it.
Yeah, you're getting
that
taxed.
Under the table.
No, I'm not saying under the table.
But in that cut, if you say you're getting $600 cash.
Yeah, but it's better
that
than...
That implies under the table.
No, it doesn't imply. Dirty. It implies having...
Can we have a vote on this? Does that not imply under
what
the
would
table?
What would you rather get? $700 check at the end of the night or fucking a wad of 20s?
In the West Village at 2 in the morning?
Or
I'd take a check.
Having to do six different spots all over the city. So to be in the same place, I mean, picking up 600 is a good look.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
This is the golden age right now. If you better fucking hold on, because... I don't think it's gonna last.
Don't be negative. Come on, don't bum me out. You know I'm gonna go into spiral now and take my own life. You
Bernie
son of a bitch.
Fucking Sanders.
I'm in a good mood. Just let me have it. But can I take a? Can we take a toll with poll? Is it poll or toll?
Toll is for cookies and for bridges. Toll is for you.
Pole. In that context, Lewis, you're a real ass dude. In that context, does cash not mean under the table?
No.
I know what he meant.
Thank you, so, Lewis.
You know what he meant. He meant under
real
the
ass
table.
Dude.
I will say
real ass dude.
Real ass dude.
Real ass dude. Real ass dude.
Someone stand up for me.
Joe, you could have let it go. You should have just let it go because it wasn't that big of a deal. Yeah. We all got it.
I just want someone to admit that you fucking used it out of context and you called out, you dumb.
I did not realize,
dude. Yeah.
I got one. What about you, my friend? You got what I'm saying. I got two.
We assume that,
everyone's paying taxes. I get cash when I deliver fucking pizzas.
Did you say cash?
You deliver pizza?
I currently deliver pizza.
Whoa. Stop.
What?
Stop.
He's kidding.
No, not really, you fucking moron.
I was fucking...
He wanted pizza. He was excited.
I thought you delivered...
Dude, you got a fucking pizza. To hook up.
I thought Bucky. You delivered. I thought you fucking. I've never met a comic that went so far and then stopped and just sunk back down.
Gave it all up.
No, but just while you were still hanging with us.
Delivering pizza is not a bad day job.
I did deliver pizza when I was a kid.
What's a kid?
Like 18.
24.
17.
Yeah. Well, I think that I think delivering pizza where you're at, if you went back to delivering pizza, that'd be fucking sad.
I would order.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be done.
No shit.
You'd be out of the business.
I think getting any day job at this point, I'd be out of the business. If I had to go back and get a day job now, I just quit. Man.
Where is the point where's the point where you can actually go back and get a day job?
You can't.
But this is we're also talking about a guy
Ever?
Who's fist fighting people on his podcast. Isn't that close enough?
Yeah. No.
You fought somebody?
Well, I beat up my intern. It's not somebody. It's not like a random person.
He made it sound like it was nothing. It's
you
like
can't
beat
up a fucking free person.
Yeah, I'd rather work at Sears than be fist fighting people on camera.
Why did you beat up your intern?
Because it's a whole long story. Yeah,
probably had something to do with race or religion, knowing Lewis.
Yeah, what'd you
say?
I found
out he was a Jew.
Well, he is a Jew, and...
What's wrong with you?
That's not why I fought him. Fuck you, Lester. Keep on shaking your head over there.
Why? Why are you getting mad at him? You're not fighting on my show. Relax.
I'm
not a little
Jersey.
Jewish dude, so.
Yeah. I'll fist fight Lasser after the break.
Nobody's
fighting on my show, okay?
I'm not from that. I'm not from the suburbs.
There's no way I'm giving True TV that great stuff. I'm going to fucking wait till he leaves and then we'll get it.
You're from Denver. Stop acting like you're from fucking Baltimore, motherfucker.
All right.
He's like, I'm not from the suburbs, man.
It'd be great if you guys started fighting just for
Denver. I'm not afraid of Denver.
Ooh.
Lewis, have you been to Denver?
No, but I'm still not afraid of anybody from Denver. I've never met somebody from Denver. I'm like, oh, shit, they're fucking Denver.
Denver's a great one of my favorite, one of my best clubs in the country.
Is there a scary part of Denver?
Talking about the great clubs, Comedy Cellar and Comedy Works. Comedy Works is one of my favorite clubs of all time.
Can you get me in there?
Yo, it's intimate, right?
I just got you. I got you into McGrudy's.
McGrudy's?
McCurdy's.
McCurdy's. Well, he emailed me before.
Buddy.
I'm trying to get in there.
I just pumped you in, dude. I'm telling you, this weekend, I'm not even kidding you, dude. I was expecting the shittiest weekend of my life. I'm going to Sarasota to McCurdy's Theater.
I've done that place.
I've never done it, and I was like, this is going to suck. And I got there. It was the guy who owns it.
Les
McCurdy.
This is in Denver?
His wife.
This in Denver?
No, this is in Sarasota, Florida. The room, dude, I walked in. The hotel was fucking amazing. The staff, every single part of the club was the best I've had in the whole year. I mean, night sold out. Every fucking night sold out. I walked in, I'm not even kidding, the first show, it looked like I was performing in front of ghosts. That's how old these people were. Thought they were all dead. There was so much white hair. I was like, I literally went to the manager. I go, listen, I think you guys fucked up. I talk about jizz for 34 minutes. And she goes, no, you're fine. We're fine. I go out. I fucking annihilated. They got every second of it. They loved it. Greatest club ever, that guy. And he brought up your name, and I was like, Joe's a killer.
So he brought up my name.
But he goes, who do you think? And I actually brought your name up first. I brought your name up first, and he goes, I know about Joe. That's how it went. He said, who should I? And I said, you.
I appreciate it.
And then I said, Lewis. I said he should bring Lewis. I'm kidding. I didn't say that.
Lewis could bounce that room, though. I mean, if you're old.
I actually said you could go with somebody. I said a big... No, dude, I did tell him about you.
I did. You're a fucking
I said,
phony.
Stop buddy, lying. I'm a real ass dude, man.
No, don't take
I said,
my thing.
Buddy, I said...
Don't take my thing.
Hey, real ass. Real ass. I got real dick.
Real ass Bob.
I got real dick
Bob.
I've
been using that for a while, if I remember correctly.
Real ass Bob is
I remember
my
you
thing.
Saying real ass Bob when you were opening for Dayan.
These are the new t-shirts I just got. Real ass Bob.
Speaking of t-shirt money.
Ooh, open that.
Oh, fuck. I still owe you that money.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, List of Maniacs.
All right.
Sold out about
You're
6 years ago.
You're a real tits dude.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
That's right.
You're
That's
getting
fun.
Fat again. You're
no, I'm not.
Yeah, dude, I saw your side no, fat. Yeah, I did. I saw it. Take your shirt off.
No, you take your shirt off.
I'll take my shirt off. I don't give a
take
shit.
Take your shirt off right now.
You take yours off. I'll take mine off.
You
Do
go first.
It.
You go first.
Do
Rock, paper, scissors.
It.
Huh?
Rock,
no,
paper,
you
scissors.
Go first.
No, you go first.
You're a real ass dude. I'm not.
No.
I want to point out that real tits dude was pretty good, and I feel like
Let's
I got nothing.
Let's see the shirts, man.
All right,
let me see that. Who is that from?
We got a very Sean Fairhurst.
We got a very
are those
special
the shirts.
We got a very. Let me see. Let me see. We got a very special gift.
I'm not even joking. White powder just came out of it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I
the envelope
hope
is spilling white
you
powder everywhere.
Die of anthrax.
You might die.
I really do hope you fucking die.
Do you really hope I die?
Kind of.
That's insensitive.
Very insensitive.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
It's a little hurtful.
I'm not taking it back, but
he just
sorry.
Wants to headline the funeral.
This thing is... Why is there powder coming
joking.
Out of
I'm not joking. There's a lot of powder.
That looks like an incesticide. What do you call it?
Why would you...
Pesticide? Pesticide.
Asbestos?
Okay. I don't know what that
Asbestos.
Is.
Asbestos.
That's an envelope. He wants a favor. There's an envelope in there addressed to himself. So. Yeah.
That's not a shirt.
Oh,
it's not just a gift. It's a favor.
What is this?
What is this powder?
No, this is this.
It's my dirty underwear.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you sell your dirty underwear?
Fuck.
Now
it's
I gotta,
spilling everywhere.
Thanks, Sean. Now I got to fucking vacuum the studio.
What, does he want you to sign it and send it back?
I don't fucking know. There's a note in here. I'm going to read the note.
This is really sweet. Wow, it's a handwritten. It's like an Aaron Hernandez.
Who wants to read the note?
I'll read it. I'm probably the best reader. No offense.
Lewis, you want to read it?
Do you want me to read it?
Do you want to read it?
I'll read it. Give me.
Do you want to read it?
I'll
let her read it. She's sexy.
She is sexy.
Oh, okay. Can you read it sexy?
Yeah, you got.
I can try to
you
read
got
it sexy.
Coke right. on your shirt.
To whom this may concern.
Some Yayo on your shirt.
Her voice sucks at reading, though. She's becoming less sexy listening to her fucking yep. pitter patter through
her
it.
Fucking Jersey voice.
Yeah, her Jersey shit cul de sac voice. To whom it may concern.
I can't help
Fuck
it.
Fuck you, Lauren.
I can't help it. Get off me. All right. I'm Get writing this. The writing's really bad. I'm writing this that I hope that it gets through to Robert Kelly. My name is Sean, and I'm
Sean. Was there a period there?
Oh, yeah. God.
No. I'm a big fan of yours. I am ready to congratulate you on your professional success so far. Thank you for all the laughs via stand-up
so
and podcast, and I wish you luck on future projects you take part in. I first saw you when you played Lucy K's brother in Louie, and I have been a fan ever since. Before getting to see your stand-up, I was awoken by my roommate's laughter. This out, he was watching one of yours.
This is very sweet.
It's cute.
Handwritten.
I also want to thank you for an incredible podcast series. YKWD is one of my favorite to listen to. And though I was late for it, this, I plan to help out and donate to your holiday toy drive.
It's a year too late. But that's
I nice. Included photos with this, and it would make me happy if you could sign and return them via self-addressed stamped envelope I provided. Thanks for reading this, and looking forward to seeing your stand-up live in 2016. All the best.
Oh, that's great.
That's very nice.
Very nice, yeah.
P.S. If anyone nice. Who takes part in YKWD would like to sign that 8x10, they are more than welcome.
Yeah, well, everybody sign it after the end of the show. Very nice.
That's
very
dope,
nice, Lauren.
I want $25.
For what? To sign something? Yeah. Your signature is not worth 8 cents.
Aww.
Your signature is not worth a dollar. What would be funny?
I don't know.
I thought
if I emphasized 8 cents, like what's that guy, the magician, Jonathan, the magician?
Amazing part? Jonathan, he's dying.
Like, is he dying?
Yeah,
he's dying.
We knew that.
We were there at the Wilbur.
Yeah,
we were there at the Wilbur. Oh, he was doing one of his last shows. Remember?
Yeah. He was like really. It was really sad when he fucking left.
Is he really?
He did his last show. Yeah,
is he Wilbur, really dying though?
Yeah, he's got some sort of brain thing. It's real bad.
Oh, that's terrible.
What a funny guy. Comedian.
He's a great comedian, but I love that he put his magic. I'm a big fan of magic.
Me too.
I love magic. You like magic?
You know I do magic. I've done tricks for you.
You've never do a trick for me right now.
What kind of tricks?
I can pull my thumbs off.
If you pulled your cock out right now and rubbed it on Joe's lips, I would have fucking loved you forever.
Speaking of my lips, can I get something out there, please?
Yeah, I hope it's lips.
Can I get something out there? These people, they've twisted the bit.
What's the bit?
I have a small mouth. My lips are extraordinarily normal, and they've changed the bit. I don't mind. I like the
mouth.
What
are they saying?
No, I got a full lip.
What are they saying?
I have full lips.
Yeah, you have a full lip.
And everyone made it like lips jokes.
Look at
me.
No, you don't have full lips.
No, you have thin lips.
Tiny, shitty, thin lips.
Thin lips.
And a tiny asshole of a man.
Your lips look like somebody ripped
them. Lauren, thank you. She's a woman. John, lips. How are these lips?
You look like you were in a fire and your lips burned off your face.
That's ridiculous.
You do look like somebody got a...
John has regular lips.
You know what? Because some people... Some people do have Muppet lips.
Yes, some people have no lips.
Yeah,
can I,
where their mouth
John, can
just
I ask you a question?
Flat.
Have you ever seen a bird with its beak ripped off?
I have an extraordinarily
is that the
small
list
mouth.
Lips?
That's exactly lips. What you look like.
List extraordinarily
every time
small
I see
mouth,
you,
a weird mouth, bad
Joe,
teeth. I'll
Joe,
check all those. But
no.
I have very
every
normal lips.
Every time I see you, I have the urge to feed you worms.
Yeah, that's a small mouth joke. I love the small mouth jokes. Keep them coming. Hilarious.
Everyone in this room has nice lips except for you.
These amateurs, they're switching it up and they're making it small lip bits.
I think you got some nice full lips, but you do have
a small mouth. Are you fucking
nuts? But by the way, Lauren also has a second set of shitty thin lips in the room.
She has shitty lips too, yeah.
She's almost, and she has lipstick to make them a little bit thinner.
You guys are kooky. If I could see your lips from 7 feet away, you have normal lips.
Hang on. Bigger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Take your fucking lipstick off, thin lip.
No, can't.
Hang on. All right, I'm gonna tell you what's that?
It's a magic trick.
Okay, quarter.
Oh, it sucks. First of all, this is a podcast.
Watch.
Yeah, dum dum.
It's a video podcast. Fuck this. Mind freak.
You got the whole thing. That was amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, did you get that?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah.
tough joke for if you're sitting
you
directly next to him.
Do you understand that everybody on True TV is going to go, ugh. They're going to see the quarter in your other hand. And
also,
they also saw you putting the quarter in
your
mouth. Dumb, dumb.
I never put it in my mouth.
It's in your mouth right
you
now.
Took it and went like
oh,
this.
Is it?
Yeah.
It would have been better if you peed it out.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
That's not
I'm
a
ready
good...
for you to leave.
Come on, Lester. That's fucking great. Black people love magic tricks.
Good. That was good.
That's not racist. That's a fact.
No,
black people
good.
Don't love magic. They're scared of magic.
Oh god.
Have you ever watched the drive-through videos where the magician like fucks with like fast food employees in the hood? It's maybe my favorite thing on the earth.
I want to say this. I want to go through the room right now. I want to say this is what I think for lips. Ready? Let me see your lips, Deepa. Look at me.
Deepa's got hot lips.
I'm gonna go. I'm not doing this. Please.
I love how you just wet your lips.
Yeah, don't wet your lips.
Bobby, I don't
want to wet your lips.
Did you just LL Cool J up in this bitch?
I walk over a puddle. Listen, I'm going to go my lips.
You can't put yourself first.
I can. I know. That's bad.
Don't even rate yourself.
Over here.
I'm going to rate
what
myself.
What are you doing? Are you putting our lips on a chart?
I'm doing it. And then you can do it. And then you can do it. But let me do mine first.
The lip list.
I'm going to say, here it is. Ready? I go me. I'm going to go Lewis.
What?
Ooh. And then I'm going to go John.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go Deepu.
Thank you. Thank
I'm going to go Scopo.
Oh, come on.
Your lips just suck, Lauren.
I would hope so. All right, boys. Come on, boys.
Whatever.
I don't like seeing when a girl smiles. I don't like seeing her gums.
Yeah, I don't have no
smile.
Dude, if we wiped her lipstick off, it would just be a line.
You guys
just
a little.
Let me say this, bro. I'm taking a lips, chick's lips over any dude's lips.
See, that's homophobic.
I'm gonna go Lauren. I'm gonna go Joe. You're the last lip on the list.
It's a bad. I'm not saying it's not a bad lip. I'm saying it's not a small lip.
It's a small mouth.
You don't have great lips.
It's a small mouth.
It's a regular lip.
Where would you put your lips on the list in this room?
I think I got nice lips.
Where would you put it? On the lip list.
The
lip list.
Am I talking living with lips? Am I talking making out with lips?
Just the nicest lips.
Wearing lips.
I supported you.
What they look like.
I like your lips.
Hold on. Slow down.
Stop. Stop screaming over you. I want you right now. Yes. Answer this. I want you to do what I just did in order. Honestly.
Just remember, I support you.
You know I'm going to say your lips, number one. I've talked about it. I've documented it. I've never... What I like about your lips, especially, is...
Wait a minute.
Shut up. Let him finish.
I've never mentioned your lips without you immediately licking them. That's what I like about it. And then you guys are fucking bananas. You're trying to be cuckoo and funny and ha-has.
No, she does, but I'm not trying to be funny. First of all, spend a lot of money to get black lips. No one's ever spent money to get white lips. No one's like, let me go to the damn plastic surgeon.
Ever hear of Michael Jackson?
Okay. Anytime you can name names, there aren't many, right?
Listen.
Most people want to get their lips filled.
Alonzo Bowden, listen to me.
I think my lips have got to go way further up on the chart, homie. Listen, way further up. Stop licking your lips, please.
I'll tell you why my lips are uncomfortable. You know why my lips are better than your lips? Can I tell you why?
Tell me why.
Put that mic out of the way.
Because they work the cellar.
And you want to lick your lips right. You're licking your lips up, you motherfucker. Don't tell me not to lick my lips.
That's only because you said move the microphone. I wasn't normally licking my lips.
You licked that bottom ashy lip. Yeah. That's why.
I like a small lip.
Listen, my lips are better than yours. Because you got good lips, bro.
I got great lips.
You got great lips, but they're a little overpowering. So my lips are a little, my lips go farther.
Yours seem gentler.
You think yours are more subtle?
Mine are a little more subtle. And then I go to Lewis second because they're very similar to mine. Okay?
He's got bigger lips than you.
I think you need a little more top lip.
Nah, man. Look at this.
You licked it again.
Can I get my lip list?
I haven't finished mine.
Lip list.
Oh no, let Joe
finish. Joe, finish yours. Go. I'm number one.
I love Lauren, but I like a smaller lip, not small.
Oh,
lips,
who's second?
That's because if you had
Lauren, me.
And by the way, when we talk lips, it's all bottom lip. A top lip is nice. A little bit. You need a little sliver.
What?
Okay.
You need a nice top lip.
Dominant lip.
Can I say something right? You're so wrong. You fucking know. Your big teeth need to be covered.
He picked me.
We're all covered.
Not you two.
I agree with Joe. No one bites a top lip.
Yeah,
everyone bites
really
a bottom lip.
Teeth,
like
so
a bottom lip.
It's all bottom lip.
Buddy, you need to cover
bottom lip.
Look at them. Both, they have the same shitty, like,
I think
bird lips.
Like, personally.
No, it's like,
first of all, when you two kiss, we'll hear your teeth chattering together because there's no lip involved.
It's like Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color, both of them.
Wow, that was fucking wordy.
They laughed.
She laughed.
She
laughed.
She can laugh. That counts. Yeah.
No, I liked it.
Here's the difference between a good comedian and a bad comedian. You gotta just say Fire Marshal Bill. We know who Fire Marshal Bill is. You add a Living Color, it's blah, 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 blah. Your lips are great.
Wait,
I didn't tell you
when I was little, I had such a small mouth, they had to give me an upper palate expansion.
What is that?
She's making my dick hard.
I really did
get
hard, too.
They had to cement, like a metal thing to the top of my mouth, and my mom had to take a key to widen my jaw.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to throw up. Could you imagine even being near her?
Yeah.
What a shit kid. Hey, guys, turn the game off. I have to go turn the key in Lauren's mouth.
She's the only mouth. The only person that had a club on her mouth.
Hey,
it hurt.
Hey, guys, we have to leave the park and the birthday party. Lauren's mouth has to be turned. Boo.
It hurt like shit.
Of course it did.
Yeah. Fuck. But now I'm good to go.
Yeah, but a small mouth is terrible for a blowjob because the teeth come around the dick.
Lauren is starving. Why? Because I lost the keys?
Wow.
Oh, I thought Joe was going to throw that at himself.
I tried, but I missed.
I wish you fucking balled it up and choked on it.
Anyways. Scopo has decent lips. Scopo's lips are smaller than my lips, by the way.
You're out of your mind.
No way.
You know why Scopo? I'll tell you why Scopo's lips is not high on the chart, and I picked. I put Deepu before him.
If Deepu wasn't a filthy Indian or whatever he is, I would put him on top of
I'll tell you why I picked him. I picked him because he has like that 1940s white guy.
Looks like he's from Canada.
You know, World War II mouth.
Listen to Scopo,
he has sailor mouth.
Scopo's second to last because he has that weird shit on his bottom lip. I don't want to be anywhere near that shit, okay?
What is it?
I made up.
It's birthmark.
I'm up one.
Here's the order.
It's a birthmark.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Joe, finish your order, please.
Well,
just go through it.
All right.
Stop,
well,
stop
all right.
It.
I was talking like Laura. Okay. Lewis has great lips. It's hard to criticize.
Lewis does have nice lips.
Go. Yeah. It's hard to criticize
a black man's lips without sounding racist, but they're a little bigger than I like personally.
Okay. That's
so
right.
I'm gonna go Deepu next.
I like the honesty.
Deepu next, Chris, and then last would be my least favorite lip because I like a
racist,
more subtle lip.
I like
lip.
A little subtle lip. I like Lauren's
lips.
You like a
less black lip.
Yes, I do like a less black lip.
What about those black nice lips?
That's hot, but he's not full black.
No, he's half.
That's mixed. He's fucking. He's perfect.
He's Lenny Kravitz.
Tremendous shoulders, may I say?
Good shoulders.
Nice hair.
Can I say something? I'm taking it back. I would put him before me.
Those are great lips.
I think those are perfect
lips.
Yeah, he's a perfect man in general. But we're not talking about, he's not involved in the competition.
I think True TV camera guy has perfect lips.
Tremendous upper body.
If you could learn 5 minutes of material, you could pass me and Scopo very quickly.
You didn't put Deepu in the mix?
So he's not even a comic. Like,
Jesus Christ.
How about that I immediately shifted from his lips to his shoulders?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a bad sign.
Let's go down.
It's not a bad sign.
That's
a little weird.
That's my lip list.
Here it is. Lipless. To be completely honest.
Hey, hang on. One second. If one of you fucking morons doesn't write down lip list at the end of the show, I will punch.
She's got it.
Okay, good.
The critiques of Lauren's lips are really...
Joe, let me do my list.
I could take it.
Unwarranted.
Number one, myself. I have beautiful lips.
You can't do yourself.
Yes, I did, just like Bobby did.
Everybody's going with yourself.
No, that's not true. You guys shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even name myself.
You can't.
I'll be third.
Number two.
I want to get a pen and finish your lips, Joe.
I'm going to go with Bob Kelly. Bob Kelly, you're number two, my friend.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much.
Number three. It's going to have to go with, it's going to have to go with Lasseter. I'm going to tell you why. Look.
Two big lips together?
No, he's got huge, huge lips. I'm not denying that, okay?
Because you're going to drool.
And I can barely see them because the shadow from his nostril is almost covering them. I didn't even realize how big his lips were.
Chicks love these lips.
Not to sound racist.
Chicks love these
fat
lips.
Fat chicks.
Love these lips.
Deepu has nicer lips, but they're attached to his filthy face.
Jesus.
So I can't put him above John
True
Lasseter.
TV's going to love that.
Yo, Deepu, where are you from, man?
Indian heritage.
Disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Lewis is trying to get Trump's VP spot right now.
Yeah, what are you trying to do?
This is coming from a guy with a dead tooth.
I think Deepu's, he's a cute kid.
I got nice lips.
He's got nice lips. He's got a nice little nose.
He's very handsome.
He's got nice skin.
Got great hair.
Good hair.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
he's so weird because he looks like he could be Puerto Rican, but I could just tell he's Indian.
Why?
I don't know. He looks dirty.
What do you mean
looks dirty? Indian is dirty?
Is Chris Scopo.
You don't look dirty.
Is next.
Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. Lauren is next, then Chris Scopo, then Joe List.
Joe List is last on your list. Okay, who's your?
But we're not. But no one's saying small. They're saying subpar. I'll take subpar lip. I'm just sending on a small lip.
Okay,
I want to find. I'll find someone with no lips. You've seen them before.
You look like you're always saying the letter P.
Buddy, look, I want you to look at the True TV camera, please.
Yes.
I want people who are watching this, if this ever does, just the editor who has to go through all this footage.
Hilarious. Why don't I look into your camera? This is not making it onto True TV.
No, I want the editor to know.
Joe has had that chapstick for 4 years.
Stop putting fucking sweller on your lips.
Joe, go like this.
That's a great joke.
For 4 years. That was funny.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, that was funny.
God.
I don't want you to break up the party. Lewis had a good line. 7 civilians made that same joke on my Instagram. That's what started this whole thing. So a good joke, but you're thinking exactly like a bunch of non-comedians. And you're racist.
Why are you hitting people?
That's my new thing. That's my new thing.
Who's your list? Lip list.
Yo, my lip list. I'm at the top of the lip list. Women all like right. these lips.
Whatever.
Stop licking your lips.
Yeah.
I think what women like got women good lips. I think Deepu's got good lips.
Oh, you're being fucking rude.
No. Let me tell you why.
Everybody got the seller isn't that big.
Everybody
of a deal.
Got to explain. Everybody got to explain.
I want to hear this explanation.
Everybody got to explain. I'm telling you, man.
Dude,
that
if me and
chicks
one
like
second.
Guys with full
Can
lips.
I say something real quick?
If so I'm going in order from
John,
big to small.
One second. If me and you kissed, holy shit.
That is disgusting, bro. You know, turn the camera off, goddammit.
I'm just
that's
saying.
Disgusting.
You know, if you kissed him, it would be. If me and you kissed, what? I'll be doing.
Small lips, man. Nobody gets
lips
surgery to make their lips
right,
small.
So
you have the second big. I would say that you guys have the tie for the same size
Deepu.
Lip. Really, if you look
no,
at it.
No, he's got bigger lips than Deepu.
You think so?
Yeah, he does.
He's got bigger lips than Deepu.
Then I'm going to go
come
Lewis,
on, John
then Deepu. And then
Are you out of your fucking
You rock. And then I you know what, I think she's first, because I'm going with lips always.
How the fuck and am I after him?
Liz has got Liz, honesty.
You're just going the other way.
John,
him.
He's got bigger lips than you do.
Buddy, look at that top lip.
He does.
Stop one second, John. Stop making faces. Just stay there. Look at that ugly no top lip. Stop making
your top lip is terrible too.
Your top.
Can I say something? But Bobby has a concealed top lip. It looks like there's nothing there. It looks shitty and stupid. He looks dumb. And then he makes a move, and it just comes out.
But it falls off.
Baba. You got look at that fucking sailor fucking World War II lip. Mm-hmm.
Bob, I got an idea.
Yes.
What, we should take a close-up of all of our lips. Don't mark them. Put it on the internet. Let the people vote.
At the end of the show.
That's a brilliant idea.
First of all, they're going to know him.
Yo, if you take the black guy off these lips, chicks will be like, I like those lips.
No, okay. They're not. They're going to be this guy's even retarded.
Can I be honest with you? John, can I ask you a question? Because you picked Lauren first, okay?
Now,
can you
take out? Can I say something?
One second, John. If you took the black guy off those lips, it would look like a white guy who got into a motorcycle accident. Okay, so fuck you. Go ahead.
It looks like a white guy who
dragged a wall
face first for 30 feet.
That guy just went 14 rounds.
That's true.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Funny shit.
You pick Lauren. Now you can't.
Into the microphone. I'm recording.
You can't
this.
Take out.
Fucking idiot.
You can't take
19
out.
Podcast. He can't talk on the mic. Go ahead.
You can't just take out the fact that it's a man or a woman.
No, I'm always going with if there's lips on a chick, I'm going with a female.
Well,
man.
I'm not saying it's not to suck.
Not nearly as bad as you guys are making.
Yes,
them.
They agree. Are.
Not.
Can I say something? I want to say something about Lauren's lips.
Love you.
I'm gonna put you before Deepu.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm going to put you third.
Lauren and I have almost identical mouths, by the way.
I'm going to put you before John.
Oh, well, yeah. You know what? But at least I'm swaying the jury here. This is how OJ got off.
But if you put me one, then you get two lips.
I don't like your fucking deep radio voice.
This is a good voice.
All right, go ahead.
I do a lot of voiceovers.
Scopo, what do you got?
I got Lewis. Lewis has nice lips.
That's
they're
great.
Full.
That's Scopes.
They're full. I'll
appreciate
go
that,
you.
I'm second?
Yeah.
I'll take second.
Then I'll go John.
Oh, my God. Will you stop? I'm going to throw up. It looks like you're... Because...
It's Joe, come on.
Buddy, your lips are from a face transplant.
God.
Buddy, I'm sorry.
A little far.
I'm sorry.
You didn't, it looks you didn't like call me back.
Like they needed to give him a mouth transplant, but they only had a dead baby's face.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Chris, would you continue, please?
John, then I go Deepu.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Me? Have you named Lauren yet?
Yeah. Lauren, you.
Yeah. Wow, Lauren's second to last on your list.
I don't like
almost every list. And Lauren,
Lauren's
I would fuck you over everybody in this room.
Yeah, in 2 seconds.
Lauren, can I see your lips for 1 second? Look at me. Just stop.
Don't do that, Jesus.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't smile, please. Don't move. Just stay there.
You guys are fucking bananas. Those are terrific
lips.
Thank you,
lips. Joe.
You're welcome.
Love
you. You do have good lips.
I do.
You have better lips than I thought.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah, unreal.
Thank you.
I'm going to find people.
Under this, Lewis.
I'm going to Google
worry.
Image some people with no lip. Could
I'm just trying to, break
why
your spirit
you
so that I can fuck you later.
Fucking break me,
I'm trying to get her to have a major
nope.
issue.
Not going to happen, fucker.
There are plenty of people out there.
You're looking a little fat. Anyway.
Bobby, when you go on your phone, everybody starts talking at once. You're supposed to be the ringleader.
I'm trying to get a face transplant.
You have an internet person right next to you.
Really?
Yes.
So we got
you have a guy who's never makes any jokes.
What is this?
Yep. Wow. Look at George Bush. That's a guy with no lips.
Everybody Google
image George
and now
W.
Look at
Bush.
Those lips.
Yes. Those are Muppet
Can
lips.
You Google face transplant, please?
Yeah, sure. Schumer ended up in that somehow.
Schumer doesn't have lips.
She's got some lips, I think.
She doesn't. She has a bottom lip. She has no upper lip.
George Bush
has no
lips. Oh, you
know
what?
Hey, you know what you do?
Yeah, those
Deepu.
Those are Joe List lips. Look.
David Korn.
Look at that. There's Joe List right here. That's Joe List.
No. That is so hurtful, Bobby. I called you sad in Iowa. You didn't get back to me, and now you're calling me burn victim weird guy.
No,
David Korn has like real Muppet lips, like flat.
Who's David Korn?
The MSNBC commentator. Like he's
it's
got
not,
like
it's not
no
flat.
Lips.
It looks like somebody just stabbed Joe's face with a pen, and that's his mouth.
Is it on his? Oh, it's on his thing. Okay, listen. I think Joe. Look.
Hi, bud.
I think your I know what you're saying. Your problem is your mouth is small.
By the way, the cheap,
I got a small mouth.
True TV guy bounced.
Yeah, he had to go. They were only getting the beginning of the show, and they just wanted the.
It was about the seller.
Yeah, they're about to sell.
Yeah.
What's I want to know? What's in the? What's who? Who's? What are they picking in the chat room?
We have a couple things about. Oh, no one's really saying like who's got the best lips.
Why not? I want pics. I want chat room pics right now. Right. If you're in the chat room, you look. Everybody look in the camera. Everybody look. Deepu's going to go around the room, yep. And we're all going to look at the camera. All right, first me.
Yep. Okay.
That's not spit. What that's donut
move?
Glazing.
What's that move, though, bro?
Now Joe's left. Go to Joe.
Yeah.
Would you just punch yourself in the lips? Okay, now go to Lewis. Thanks. Lewis. Oof, those are good lips, man.
Thick.
Those wow, they're hot. Good. All right, now go to John.
You get good lips.
Shit, those look good on camera, but it live.
Right. What did I tell you?
They're
what
different live, you? Man. All right, good. Go to fucking no lips.
Scopo sucks.
Man, your face is awful, Scopo.
It's awful.
You are so,
now to Lauren.
That hair makes him fucking.
Lauren,
human.
Here we go. Here we go, Lauren. Here we go. No, great. What are you doing?
Great.
Are you listening to oldies? Stop moving your head, you fucking weird bird. All right, there you go. Here we go. Here we go. Look. Come here. Get back in here, Deepu. Yep.
Ooh, there's Deepu. That's the best line in a long time.
Deepu's got some hot lips.
Stop doing the kissy face. Just go straight up.
Deepu would be a movie star.
Stop doing
in
kissy
India.
Face. Look right in like that. That's it. That's all you got. Okay, there you go. I want fucking list pics. List lip pics.
And if you guys right. don't take that opportunity to Photoshop dicks on all of our faces, you all fucking suck.
What do you got?
Okay, so what do you got? Robert Anthony says, all their lips look like farm animal vaginas.
That's not bad. I mean, it's not hilarious, but it's probably accurate. I've never seen a farm animal vag. But
you'd have to.
FAV.
I hate how fat I am. You can see like my jaw muscle on the side.
He also says, Deepu has sexy snake charmer lips.
Snake charmer.
Oh, great. More racism. Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, thanks for bringing your fans into the chat room.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, I got to deal with your fucking
whatever
racist.
Whatever happened to some nice fucking racism? We used to be very racist on this show.
Yeah, we're not anymore, okay?
Why? Because you got a fucking TV show, you faggot.
Jesus. Yes.
Sick of it, dude. Sick of it.
Sick of what? Fame?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I know you are. It's sick of you,
God.
Too.
It's not even a good show.
Go ahead.
I'm kidding. I love the show. I really do.
Go ahead.
You can call me back in Iowa.
Ronnie Fernandez says, Lewis first, Bobby last.
Oh, Fernandez.
Fernandez.
Talking about taking sides right here.
I think that's weird because I had you guys close because you have similar lips.
Yeah.
You guys
are kind of. No, this is why.
It's more racism. Fernandez Gomez.
It's a dumb go mite, and I guarantee he's got a shitty black hoodie somewhere and some type of mitten on, and he fucking walks around the middle of the mall, never goes in the stores.
If you meet a Robert Kelly fan, you hit him in the fucking face, go mites.
Knife Song says, tie up. It's a tie between Lewis and Michael Che.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's him. I thought he meant literally.
Michael Che? Okay.
Oh,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank
all,
you.
It's all these racist fans. Yeah. They're just racist. You're just a racist person. You're a hateful person.
Che's got a lot of
you're
money.
You're
I'll
a violent, hateful person, man.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I agree.
You just looked into the
why
camera.
Did you call
and
me
said,
a violent, hateful person because of a comment in the chat.
Because they're your people.
Those are
your
my people.
You literally fucking. I got to send a tweet out to get all my fans. Your eight fans, racist fans, fucking see
they're
Kyle in the
racist.
Fucking chat. Yeah, they are.
We are Latino. We tell it like it fucking is. Hashtag the show. did I tell you that I got rid of one of my names?
What is one of your names?
Now you guys can call me the Real Ass Dude, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake.
Oh,
the
Real
show,
Ass Dude was a thing.
Joan Jetta Comedy. No longer am I the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. You can now call me the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
How about we just don't call you?
Yeah. How about, yeah. Oh, I can't wait till podcasting's over. I really can't wait. What else you got?
Blank Script says, Lewis has good lips, but his wispy mustache ruins them.
I shaved.
How do you like the racism when it's towards you?
That's not cool, man.
Shitty, wispy mustache. Yeah. That's like a Puerto Rican slur.
But I'm okay with it. I think it's okay. I don't give a shit. I'm not a fucking thin-skinned fucking bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a thick-lipped bitch.
What else you got?
I hate him.
I hate when you go ch-ch-ch-ch-ch.
Lauren has very kissable lips.
Yeah. Ooh.
There you go.
Can you just make that as a background noise the whole show?
What is that?
Did you hear? That was her.
I literally made my dick hard.
I mean, that could just be on loop the whole time, and I'm okay with it.
That's because you know why? That sounds like eating pasta and getting my dick sucked. That's two things I love.
At the same damn
one
time.
One more time.
All right, ready really fast.
That's fine. It sounds like a Men in Black alien.
I think. All right, we're going to take a break on a bomb. No, take that. Please take it.
I tried. It was not at all because it's been on Lewis's thing since the 80s. I couldn't get it off. It's fucking.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a piss. We'll be right back. I'm going to do an ad. Again, I want to thank Sean. That is amazing. We will get everybody to sign this. Not this one, the other one you gave us, and we'll send that back to you. And if you guys want to send anything to the studio, please. What's the address?
117 McDougal Street, care of Robert Kelly, 10021.
That's it. And you guys want to come to the studio, you can come in, hang out, and sit down on the couch and have a drink with us and sit in and watch the show live if you're in the New York area. What's the email for that?
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
Make sure you guys hit that.
We got a guy coming in tonight.
We got a guy coming in tonight. Great. And also, we're going to be doing, we have an announcement to make, and I guess I'll make it.
Do it
now.
Yeah,
do it now.
Yeah.
I am very proud to announce, and you, Rob sent you the logo, right?
I didn't get any emails from him, but.
He just told me to make sure you announce it. He didn't say anything about logo.
I told him to send you the logo. He didn't say anything.
I've checked my email all day, didn't see a logo.
All right. Well, Rob fucked up. But we have a big announcement. Riotcast, we pride ourselves on putting shows together. This is actually a Riotcast original, which means we got together and we started this with the talent from the ground up. We're very proud. We handpick every show. We don't just take everybody. We're very, very particular with the shows we pick because we put a lot of effort into it and we care about them and we, you know, our money goes into it. And this show, we're very proud to announce Kevin Brennan and Lenny Marcus will be doing a show here at Riotcast. It will be airing this Sunday night for the first time called Misery Loves Company. And it is fucking hilarious.
I sat on one of the shows. It was fucking hilarious.
You're funny, right?
Kevin Brennan went off, and it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
It is fucking hilarious. Kevin Brennan does not give a fuck
anymore. He does not care at all.
At all. At all. I heard he trashed me.
He trashed you, trashed Rock.
Trashed. But it's a very interesting show. Lenny Marcus is there, kind of the rudder of the show, steering the ship of this craziness. Kevin Brennan and, you know, Kevin and Lenny are two very, very funny motherfuckers. And now they have their own podcast. We're very proud here at Riotcast to have them on the network. And we really think you're going to enjoy the show. So please, this Sunday night, right now, if you're listening to it, go to Riotcast.com, go to iTunes. I need you to subscribe and review. Hit the like button. Whatever you got to do, whatever platform you listen to them on, you go and you like it. Subscribe to it. Leave a great comment after you listen to the show, of course, and tell a friend. That's what we're all doing here on Riotcast. We're trying to help other shows, other people, other comics. We're trying to expose you as the fans to come up with creative, great shows for you to listen to so you have something out there to on your way to work or on your way home from work or wherever the fuck you are at work. You have some really funny, cool, interesting content to listen to, and that's what Riotcast is all about. So make sure this Sunday night, Misery Loves Company, Kevin Brennan and Lenny Marcus here on Riotcast. I'm very proud to announce it. Go and download it right now. All right, we'll be back right after this.
It was literally 4 seconds.
We're back.
Are we signing that or no?
Yeah, we're going to sign this one after.
Do it with this?
No, I got to. Yeah, we'll do it at the end of the show, though. All right, we're back. The owner of all has shown up.
One of the Jew owners. We said before. We said before, no.
Can I say something?
I'm not an anti-Semite.
That's the longest it's taken you to say the Jew word.
Get on the microphone. Put the microphone and the headphones on. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. That's the longest it's taken him to say Jew.
No, it's not.
That's not true.
He said it as soon as he walked in. First thing out of his mouth.
No, we talked before, and I said that the owners, I had made a comment about Jews, and he said, who cares? And then I said something about the owners being Jews. And that's, you know.
First of all, it's not owners. It's owner. Can you turn this down?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Why owners?
I thought, I'm sorry, I apologize. Owner.
You thought what? I'm curious.
I thought you had the power of multiple men.
Oh. No, but I am really curious what you thought.
No, I misspoke. I knew it was one owner.
What did you say? What did you say?
I said owners.
You said owners are Jew. Jews.
No, yeah. I said Jew owners.
Jew you said
owners.
Jew owners.
Now, is that bad? Jew, the Jew owners?
Jew is not a bad.
Yeah, it's not.
You can't say Jew.
The Jew owners.
Come on.
Is that bad?
It doesn't sound right. It sounds harsh. It doesn't bother me. Why does that sound harsh? Like if you said, I'm going to ask my Jew owners for a raise.
Well,
it's putting in a...
That would sound bad. You know?
I'm going to ask my Jew waitress for more ranch. That sounds bad.
If you describe anybody with their race before whatever it is, it's going to sound bad, obviously.
Can I ask Noam the cash question?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Earlier, Bobby says it. What does this mean? What does cash mean in this context?
That's racist to even bring up cash when there's a Jew in the room.
What does cash
mean? You can ask about interest rates when they're finished. Go ahead.
Okay. No, in this context, what does cash mean to you? The club is great. They feed you. They pay $500 cash.
I said you walk out with cash.
You walk out $500 cash.
So you walk out $500
with
cash.
Does that not imply...
And wait a minute.
Don't lead him.
I get it. You don't need it. But it depends. It really does come down to how we actually said it. The way you said it the first time, it definitely implied like it was under the table money.
But if you say,
and you get to walk out with some cash, that doesn't...
Do the playback. You said...
I said walk out with cash.
You paused and said cash.
No, I did not. I didn't say...
You did.
I didn't go cash.
It's recorded.
I went like recorded. Can I say something to this?
Sure.
I was saying the great... We're really hyping up the club, except for him and him.
I hyped up the club. I said it's a fucking credit, you cocksucker.
I just wanted you to get mad. I like when you get mad. That's all.
I hate
you. You're better when you're mad.
This is my last time on the show.
No, it's not.
Please,
no, it's not.
Don't imply that they criticized the club. They didn't criticize.
I don't care. I didn't feel like you criticized the club.
Of course they didn't.
I know. He was criticizing. That was a shot at them. That wasn't a shot at the club.
No, I said don't imply that these guys were criticizing the club.
No, he wasn't. That was a shot at these guys because they don't play the club. That's what he was saying.
I think he was saying everyone.
Right, that's what you meant. He said everyone sang
the club's praises except for these guys.
My point is this. Right. I was joking. It didn't go over. Okay, that's all it was.
That's the theme of the day.
Yeah, the theme of the
Did
show.
Did someone spray peppermint?
That's how Jews smell.
It's a masking odor.
It's a mask of smell
of money.
You gotta hide the smell of gold in his pocket.
But why?
There's gonna be a black guy here.
This is so weird to me. Lewis's racist jokes are really funny when you have a Jew in the room.
Yeah.
I'm literally laughing hysterically.
They are heating up.
They are.
The black stuff wasn't so good.
This is all you need.
His Jewish shit is good.
The Jewish stuff is heartfelt. That's why.
Because I really mean it.
All you need, you used to walk around with a Jew. If you have a Jew with you at all times, you'd be famous.
Yeah. You'd be on fire.
That's why I hang out with Dave Smith. I always have a Jew on my side.
No, he
just can't manage to get a manager. They're Jewish. All right. Well. At least I won the cash.
Am I done?
No, you're not done.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to talk about what happened last night with fucking Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and this fucking, God forbid, if it ever happens, Cruz. God forbid he ever gets elected.
It's not going to get elected.
Ted Cruz?
We're dealing with Hillary. Hillary's going to win.
Right.
Hillary's winning. That's what you're saying. Hillary's going to be the next president.
No, what I was saying is Cruz is not going to be the nominee is what I was saying.
Who's going to be the nominee? So?
Trump.
Trump?
I think it's going to be Rubio.
It looks like it would be Trump right now. But if it's not Trump, it would much more likely be Rubio than Cruz. Cruz has very little support.
You know what? You know what I'll tell you, because I watch politics all day? This will scare you. They said if you make it a two-man race right now, Cruz would be the nominee. He just won't be because they won't drop out fast enough. But if it were today, Cruz would actually win.
When he went to kiss his daughter when she was coming off the bus, it was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
That's because he has Lauren lips.
That's not fair.
Yeah, he has fucking Joe List lips.
I would have yelled at him, but I got to check my phone because I'm getting a text message, and it could be something important. Okay, go ahead.
So, who was it?
It was nobody.
So
I just made $80,000.
I'm paying the comics at 30. I think it was. Did you see the video of him trying to kiss his daughter?
Yeah, I saw that. But the kids do stuff like that sometimes. You know, I don't like when people pick something that's unflattering about somebody. They could have picked about anybody, but they do it because it's somebody they don't like, and then they use that to justify what it is they don't. I don't like Cruz
no,
at all. I'm
this
just saying,
is why. This is why I don't like it. I don't think. It,
I,
don't
I
think
used to do that when my parents. My mother would try to kiss me sometimes. They like that.
I don't
know,
think it's perverted. I don't think it's perverted. I don't think it's perverted. Which some people are going that way. Which I don't. What was that? I don't think it's perverted. And I don't think it's weird. Like, oh, he's trying to have sex. I don't think any of that. I think it's phony. He was being a phony, and he got caught on film trying to. Oh, I'm a family, and his daughter was like, "Get the fuck away from me, Dad!
You never kissed me before. Why kiss me all of a sudden?"
Yeah, but you know, I'll tell you,
look, it was fucking phony to me.
What are you gonna do? I mean, they're all politicians. They're all phony. And if you put cameras on these people at all times, you're gonna there's like literally you can literally just watch hours and hours of footage of every politician getting caught in lies.
They're not all phony.
Can I say something though? Phony. I hate phony. I hate fucking you know, people who are sellouts. I fucking hate it. You can do a job. Do a job. Now, look, there's a lot of advice on how to get a good night's sleep, but the best advice I can give this is to get a good night's sleep. This is what you do. It's a great mattress, all right? Do what I did. Get a,
this podcast not working for you, so obviously you need something more.
Get a Casper mattress, all right?
The execution on that was so poor.
Well, because
it was such a good joke, but it was just poorly done.
I know.
Do you have Lasser who's going to Hollywood just redo that whole thing?
Lasser, you
got to go into it as like, you're not a phony.
Yeah, he's going
you
to Hollywood.
You hate phonies.
Yeah, you're an actor.
He's 44 years old. He's leaving for Hollywood tomorrow.
I really do hate phonies.
Yeah.
And there's lots of advice, right, on how to get a good night's sleep. You know, we all need a good night's sleep.
We do. Yeah.
But the best advice I can give is this.
What?
You know?
Yeah.
To get a good night's sleep,
yeah,
you need a great mattress.
You do. Mm.
I did.
What'd you do?
Got a Casper?
I actually did get one of these.
Then you'll really know what a good night's sleep
is. I do now, buddy.
All right, bruh. Named one of the best inventions of 2015 by Time Magazine.
Casper, it really was.
Dig it, people. Casper's a single perfect mattress for all sleepers.
One mattress comes in a box like 3 feet by 2 feet, delivered to your house, cut it open.
Seems really uncomfortable.
Engineered for supportive comfort. Guarantees you a great night's sleep, just like their new sheets and their pillows. They've got dual-layer pillows. Did you know that?
What?
Unbelievable.
Never get hot. Cold.
Contains really? Nearly a billion microfibers.
Wow.
When's the last time you've had a billion of anything? Twinkies?
Calories.
Oh, come on. Come on, John. Fat shaming?
I don't like fat shaming either.
That's
Lewis.
Not cool.
I don't like fat shaming.
Yeah, you're fine with lip shaming.
I eat a lot of honey buns.
Yeah, they're lip shaming.
Casper will ship the mattress free.
I'm gonna fucking make a diabetes joke. All right? Sickle cell joke came out of me. All right? Get that ashy finger and put it down.
I didn't say anything about getting your foot cut off. There's free shipping for the mattress, and you can try it at your home for 100 days.
You can actually sleep on it, dude. So here's
what you do. For free.
Lewis, since you have no place to sleep,
yeah,
get a mattress. Sleep on it for 100 days.
I get 3 months of free mattress time?
3 months.
And then send it back.
If you don't like it, they'll come pick it up, too.
Do you know how much of my cum is going to be on that mattress?
Billions.
100.
Billions.
One for every microfiber.
Billions.
I need something to throw at Lewis.
Why?
That doesn't hurt him, but will like make him not say things in my...
That'll hurt me.
Can I tell you, Robert? Can I give you a suggestion, Robert?
What?
You should do these ads and cut them in because your sponsor, you know, you need to just...
Yeah. Well, we're doing good. We were doing great.
So for a great night's sleep,
voice.
Stop counting sheep. Get a Casper. Try it for 100 nights in your own home free. If you don't like it, they'll come pick it up.
Yeah.
Go to Casper.com and use code DUDE.
DUDE!
That's D-U-D-E. For $50 towards the purchase of your mattress.
This is the mattress you were telling me about.
Code.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
Dude, yep. $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Yeah. Casper.com.
This is the mattress you were telling me about. You were talking to me about.
You can get a king size mattress for under $1,000, which is really good.
What is the invention, though? I don't understand why.
Because they invented a certain type of mattress that that has the, it's almost like microfibers in the way they put it together that you can, it folds up in this little tiny box, send it to you, and it's under $1,000.
Oh, so it's shippable, a king size mattress. That's...
Send it, throw it right on the floor, throw it right on your box spring, whatever you got.
How heavy is it?
It's nothing.
It can't be if it comes in that box, right?
Yeah, not that heavy at all. And then it's really good. So there you go. I love it.
I like that you can keep it for 100 days. Because
I like
a lot
that.
Of times you order a mattress and you're you don't
Dude,
like it.
I've actually got a mattress and didn't like it and was fucked.
Yeah.
And I wound up just taking a hit.
Yeah.
And giving up.
Yeah,
can you
fold the mattress back into that little box?
No.
Not.
No. You
that would be fucking awesome.
It's like a map.
Yeah.
They're hard to fold. They are very difficult.
So we just made the announcement that Kevin Brennan's new show with Lenny Marcus, Misery Loves Company, airs today. So go get it. And actually, if you're listening live, it airs Sunday night.
That is going to be the best show ever.
I've actually listened to one. I guess he trashed me one
too. He trashed you on one. Yeah.
Very impressed that Lewis has not made an anti-Semitic comment.
What? I made four already.
What are you talking about?
On Lenny.
Oh, on Lenny. Oh. Why give me a minute. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin is trashing everybody, and the whole place is buzzing about it. I've never seen this kind of buzz about a podcast before.
Lenny calls me. He's like, dude, a lot of people, coming, talking about it. I go, let me get this straight. A lot of people are talking about your podcast that hasn't aired yet.
Everybody's talking about it. Not like every Keith Robinson wants to punch Kevin in the nose already.
I know. Wow. We got to stop with that violence. Yeah. It's just a podcast.
Plus, he can't reach.
I listened to some of it. It was funny. And I've heard, he's been on a couple of the shows. He was on Race Wars last week. Very funny. Kevin's fucking like he said, if everybody thinks I'm an asshole, I might as well just be the asshole everybody thinks I am.
He's doing what he's best at. I don't mean being an asshole. I mean just like being Kevin.
Kevin.
I read that he's not pulling punches. that's what's in the blogs.
Yeah, he's not. He's actually just saying what the fuck he feels. He's being a real ass dude.
So are you going to talk to me about the Deepu's hygiene in that meeting that I had with him?
Oh, yeah. That was brutal.
Fucking Deepu has a meeting.
I said he's dirty.
No, that's not that. Jesus Christ.
I said it.
Yeah, that's not it.
His face looks dirty.
Yeah. I think he said he is dirty.
Yeah.
He is dirty.
I think I said
you don't have to talk about dirty. This. I just want to know if you wanted to talk about it.
No, Deepu has a meeting. Noam is making, we got something going on over there, right? He's putting in cameras, hires Deepu, sits down with Deepu to hire him to do all this tech stuff because Deepu's a fucking, he's a prodigy with all this stuff.
That's not the reason, but go ahead.
So anyways.
He was way cheaper than the other guy. <Yeah. laughs>
Lewis is fucking boiling.
I know.
As soon as he said that, everybody just turned to look at Lewis. The whole room just rotated toward Lewis. Oh, here it comes.
They're carrying a red cape in front of Lewis.
The sad thing is you threw it up there. He had to go jump and get that. We were like, oh, here it comes.
Alley-oop?
Yeah, you threw that alley-oop. If he'd have got that one, I'd have let him off the hook. Yeah. I'd have been like, you set him up for that. Come on, man.
We have dinner.
So he's having dinner. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
It was probably the most awkward interview.
Half price, right? Dinner? Go ahead.
He made Deepu sit on the floor.
He made Deepu
use utensils.
He eating with his hands.
You gotta eat with his hands. You eat your monkey brains on the floor.
I was eating with my hands because I had wings. So
Deepu had to Uber him there.
Yeah. It was like an episode of Seinfeld, how bad it went. So the first thing that happened was I shed a hair into his cappuccino.
No, let me tell you something. Noam loves his cappuccino. Yeah. If you know anything about Noam, it's a fucking cappuccino. And he will let that fucking chino sit for a fucking hour and a half and then still sip it. He doesn't get it. It's his fucking, it's his drink.
Not going to waste a new one, right?
Bang. This fucking munchie-chi.
What?
It's a little hairy animal. Fucking sheds a hair in his fucking cappuccino.
I go to sip the cappuccino. And I'm like, whose Southern Asian hair is this in my cappuccino?
Were your head over the cappuccino?
He had the cappuccino positioned in front of my head.
Yeah,
like
it's
he
my fault. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
No, you know
was it a knuckle hair? What was it?
It was like a long hair from like a top.
So it could have been from your arm, your cheek, your back.
It was probably a head hair, though.
No, you always scratch your head.
Oh, is that what it is?
Ew.
That might have been it. Yeah.
It's fleas.
But I didn't have lice. No, the funny thing about me is that I didn't even care. Like I wasn't upset about it. Well, it was funny that he tried to deny it, which was lame.
What did you do? Like, I didn't know it was.
He's like, I don't think that's mine. That's what he says. I don't think that's mine. And we're all looking at each other like, it's a black hair on top of the cappuccino. Who else could it be?
Deepu, right now, you still don't. You kind of don't think it was yours.
I mean, I didn't see it go in. It could have been someone walking by, shedding the hair.
Prideful people.
Yeah.
Just take the hit.
Just take the hit.
Just apologize.
I just took the hair out and I drank the cappuccino. I don't get all crazy about the hairs and stuff. People, I don't understand why that's such a thing.
His hair?
That's what started the Middle East conflict.
Right there?
Yeah, right there.
You get grossed out about a hair and something?
Deepu's, yeah. With a fucking Staten Island pillow he's sleeping on. Out of a fucking bed bug apartment he's
fucking. All right. I'm getting
out of my hair. And then also there's the butt stuff I don't understand. I just shit on a toilet. I sit down.
What?
Everyone's
what
concerned about their butt what cheeks. They gotta wipe down a toilet. They build a fort.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
Who cares about the back
what the
of your
fuck
ass?
Are you talking about?
How do you go in? How are you
taking a shit in public?
Yo, man,
Mersa.
This show
is that a
just
car?
This show just got real white.
Why you? When you take a shit in public, you don't wipe the seat,
bro?
I wipe the seat.
I cover the toilet bowl with toilet paper.
Yeah, definitely.
You're not bothered by that?
Right.
I give it a wipe. If there's piss on it, I won't sit on it. But I don't have build a fort when they put the toilet paper
I wipe and then build a fort, yeah.
Well, Joe, you're the person who gives herpes to the toilet seat.
Yeah, you're the guy who does that.
You're just raw.
We're afraid of you. You don't.
Not
you're
how it happens.
You're not going to catch anything from the toilet seat.
First
we
of
are.
All, I don't have herpes in the back of my ass.
You have it in your dick, then you put your dick in between your legs to piss before you poop.
True that.
You guys do that?
Yeah.
Are we black again?
No. Do you put your dick in between your legs and piss before you poop?
He has to.
Do you build a fort?
Either that, it's going to be on the floor.
His dick falls into the toilet. It could be all in the water.
Poor guy next to him is going to go, what the fuck is that?
If you're shitting public, do you build a fort?
If I shit in public, and I'll tell you why I don't build a fort, because on MythBusters, they actually did that. How dirty are public toilet seats?
Yes.
And it's... you should wipe it clean.
That's what I do.
You should wipe it
with
clean.
What?
With what?
Okay.
Toilet paper.
I want to tell you, you get toilet paper and you wet a little bit out there and wipe it down and then wipe it again.
With sanitizer or just with toilet
paper? Sometimes they have sanitizer in the bathroom. You can use that.
He has never done this.
I actually do.
Sanitizer on the toilet paper.
Absolutely. I can't. This is what I do. You want to know what I do? I always, and this is my number one fucking rule. When I travel, I have baby wipes in my backpack. When I take a shit, I baby wipe the toilet seat, then I wipe it off dry with paper, and then I'll sit down. When I get on the plane, I baby wipe the fucking the handrest. I baby wipe the remote.
Just water though. There's no hand sanitizer.
No, I have hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
baby wipes.
Yeah.
Let me see. You have hand sanitizer, baby wipes.
Yes.
Let me see them.
Yes. What I don't have mommy.
No, you said everywhere you go, you carry them.
When I travel,
he said.
Absolutely. When I travel.
How'd you get here today?
Huh? I traveled.
You slept here?
So how would you react to Deepu's hair in your cappuccino?
I don't. If I saw Deepu's hair in the cappuccino, I'd just take it out. And if I really wanted the cappuccino, I'd drink it. But if I owned the place, I would have got a new fucking cappuccino.
Yeah, but the cappuccino costs...
Go ahead, say it. Say it, Lewis.
I'm not going to waste
you like 32 cents.
I'm going to waste a perfectly good cappuccino. No, I have to tip also if I get another one.
Lewis, say it. Say it. Chat room, say it.
When Gnome spooned it out, I recall him saying, "Jesus Christ."
I didn't.
Like
which
a retard.
You're using my Lord and Savior's name in vain. Not cool. After what you did to him.
I didn't say that. And the truth is, but what was funny to me is that apparently Deepo was really like, after the meeting.
I was freaking out about it. Yeah,
yeah, and well, I couldn't.
A couple things happened.
But I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah, he doesn't even know you do comedy.
Yeah, I don't bring that up.
He does do comedy.
And it's hard for me to perceive.
Do you know Lewis used to do comedy here?
Yeah, I used to.
He still does, no?
No. I canceled last minute, and then it's been like at least 3 months since I ever got anything again.
Six.
Well, it wasn't last minute. No, I canceled. She sent me the spot, and then I canceled. I said, oh, shit, I made a mistake. I won't be back in town. And then I didn't get anything back from that. No, she was like, oh, no. She was like, yeah, but you said you were available. I was like, yeah, but I'm not now.
Yeah, was that before Artie came back?
No, it was probably right before
Artie came back.
But Artie started coming back in.
Now Artie's back. It's tough to get.
Yeah, it's tough to get those spots.
I'm gonna fucking strangle him in his sleep.
Artie, the guy who survived a car accident.
He's not gonna survive this.
Joe, Ray Allen was the only guy not happy to see Artie when he walked. There was Artie on Ray Allen.
If I see another fucking Ray Allen Aruba in a pool with highlights in his hair photo on Facebook.
I really didn't know that he booked that gig. when he came in here, and I was.
You didn't know Aruba Ray booked that gig?
No, I didn't know. I assumed it was Ray Allen, and then he came in. I was just really shitty to him, and he didn't like me. And I was like, oh man, I'll never get on that gig now.
Well, you can get on that gig. We can repair that. You want to go?
Yeah, let's go to Aruba.
I think he's too dirty for that gig.
You think? I don't think so. You don't even know his stand-up.
Yeah, I've seen his stand-up. It's dirty. He has a lot of dirty stuff.
Do you really? Yeah. You couldn't clean it up?
Not an hour.
No?
No, it's 20 minutes.
You have to do 20 minutes.
Yeah, I could do 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Yeah?
But they're retirees.
Yeah, I mean, 20 minutes good clean.
Okay. Is that the best?
I was telling them I just worked this Sarasota room this weekend. Friday night first show, sold out, packed. It was like the cast of Cocoon. I was shitting my pants. It was fucking old people everywhere.
I'm sure they laughed.
They did, but I was still panicking. Like, fuck me. But they were unbelievable. And I forget that old people to me now are from the 60s. You know what I mean? And they're the ones who were fucking...
But old people still...
They invented ass play.
It's still a tricky demographic. Because sometimes they clam up. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You got to be careful. You can't say certain words. Like, you can only say, you know... I'm fuck. I gotta really say stop that, and I can stop it in my brain. It's like when you
edit in real time. Yeah,
you gotta edit to say I'm not gonna, like when you do radio. I don't ever swear on radio, and I'm still just as funny. It's just a thing that goes in my head. But if I'm on radio and in the commercial, the people start going fuck this and fuck that. When we go back on, I'll be like yeah, fucking my motherfucking wife, and they're like whoa, like I if they trigger that, I'm
like,
fucked. But
old people don't have. Like I mean, they have like Facebook and shit, but there's no movement to get old people to be PC and to be afraid of certain words. So you get older people. You could say faggot in front of an older crowd. They're not going to clam up. They just said faggot when they were growing up. You can't say faggot in front of a younger crowd today. It's just you can't get away with it anymore.
No, you can't.
And listen, I got to tell you though, but every time somebody doesn't do well in front of an older crowd, every time they say it's because the crowd was older.
I think they're easier.
It never occurs to them. They just didn't have a good set or they weren't that funny. I was in the underground watching. I don't want to say who the comedian was. I was with Ted Alexandro. And the comedian was having like a really mediocre set. And then right before she got off, she...
We knew she. Who? Come on,
oh,
more.
Oh, God. We know that.
Right before
is.
He or she got off. right before... I was supposed to say they. Right before they got off.
They
it was a duo.
It was a tranny.
Right before they got off... They really done mediocre. Right before they got off, they said... They went to one of their really funny bits, and they said something really funny. And
what
the
was the joke about?
And the room... right.
Was it a...
And the room exploded in laughter. And I said to Ted Alexandro, you know, if they had come off right before that joke,
we know it's
and
then
she. And just listen, she. And you would have said, comedians always say, how are they? And she would have said, they're all right. But then she said something, one of her really funny things, and then you realize, no, it's not that they were all right. You had been just all right up until that point.
But you know what's funny about that? I'm one of those comedians, and these guys will tell you, I never blame the crowd.
You shouldn't.
I no one's ever heard me say that was a bad crowd. You know what I mean? But I still think that some of the stuff that I say, I have a tougher time.
Nothing?
I don't work at the Cellar. That's the only reason why.
Sorry, dude.
But I mean, I work everywhere else.
That's my fault. Yeah. That was a bad joke.
But I still think that some of the material though I find isn't immediately relevant. If you're talking about people over 60, you know what I mean? You're talking about like I tell a student loan joke, or something like that, or. A lot of the topics sometimes are like it's just tougher to connect because they're not in that mindset right now. But I never blame the crowd.
You gotta be more universal for somebody over 60. You can't talk about some.
But
hip-hop
I think they get it. This weekend we had this guy hosting was good. Yeah. And then,
I never talked to
this guy. This guy hosting was good, but then this guy Jared came in who was wanted to do a guest spot, and he went out, and I didn't know he was going to do as good as he did. And he went out and he fucking zinged him. Bing, bing, set up punch tag, set up punch, and fucking knocked it out of the park in front of this crowd. I thought, I was like, this kid's not going to do as good as he thinks he's going to. But they got it. He just stuck to his guns, did his shit, and walked out. And even me, I was panicking.
Yeah.
Friday night, I was panicking.
Yeah.
I was going I was actually going so fast in my act because I was doing, this is going to suck. You know when you just say, fuck it, drop it into sixth, blah.
You had to downshift.
I had to downshift and relax because they were actually enjoying everything. And I was stepping on laughs.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know, you have a whole lot of material now that appeals to people who are older. First of all, because you've gotten older. And second of all, you have kids now. You have a family. And they really identify with that
stuff.
Yeah,
but my
Plus,
my
you
kid,
just look funny. You got some silly look.
kind of heavy, bald. You know what I mean? You walk out and they're like, look at this thing.
You got a putty kind of look going on.
I know what you're saying, but even my kids' stuff and my family stuff is a little racy.
But they don't care.
I know, but it's...
They don't care.
It is hard. I heard one woman, I was saying jizz, and she went, and she shook her head. She went, and I went, what, jizz? I go, and
you could find a young girl who goes, when you say jizz.
No. But they should never do that.
Right.
Unless you've never put a fucking dick in your mouth.
No, you're good.
What is happening?
Scopo just stepped on a power switch. And,
are we done?
Yeah, we just lost the stream.
Oh, I fucking hate... Stop.
Stop what?
Start the show. Let's go. Fix it. What are we fucking say? Are we back?
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Are you kidding me?
Do it live.
Scopo, can you leave? I didn't fucking know this was. You didn't know what? The fucking power switch? You and your tapping fucking foot?
I think we should strive to get to a place in our lives where we say someone stepped on the thing. It doesn't have to be Scopo did it. It was an accident. It's under the table.
Bernie Sanders, fuck.
There shouldn't be a power strip right next to it.
And I've said that. How many times have I said that?
Exactly.
Deepu's fault.
How many? Deepu's fault.
Wait.
Deepu's fault.
Is this the level of expertise that put in my cameras?
Yes.
Is some customer going to turn off the power switch of the cameras?
Deepu, why don't you throw your shitty hair in our fucking coffees? I hate you.
What the fuck, dude?
I'm sorry, dude.
Dude,
he makes
relax.
Me so angry sometimes.
Yeah, but dude, here. This is a hate bandana.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't get a bomb bandana when we're not on.
It's not a bomb bandana. It's a bomb dana.
It's a fucking hour and I don't even know what the fuck to do now. I mean, I got this audio. Is this audio going to work?
Yeah, that audio.
You didn't lose anything.
We lost the fucking whole show.
No. We have the first half archived. It's online. I can get that.
But what about the second half?
Whenever we just lost power. We have everything up to that point.
So what are we doing now?
I'm getting everything back up so that we can continue.
We can continue where we left off, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much?
Yeah.
What do you mean by pretty much?
We're missing all this.
Oh.
Chemistry?
That's what we love. Yeah.
Well, this is the moment we can say, we accept you, Chris. We didn't mean to knock
guys.
The thing off.
There's I don't think it's his fault.
I don't think it's his fault either.
I think he's still mad about the lip shit.
It happens.
See, from this angle, now I'm looking at you. You just smiled.
It shouldn't
fucking
happen.
No upper lip?
Shouldn't happen.
Smile.
But I'm moving my feet around. I don't know. I'm not
it shouldn't happen.
On things.
No, I've actually had this conversation about these fucking wires a million fucking times. That, you know.
Well, I'm here, and no one told me, Joe, don't move your feet at all.
You shouldn't have to have that conversation.
No. All right.
They should be up. They should have been up. This shouldn't be here.
So it's that person's responsibility.
Yeah, that person.
That's Deepu, which we just chanted.
The person who started
fault.
The thing with Chris Scopo just fucking did this.
Yeah, but Chris should know better. And I like blaming
Maybe
Chris.
He's nervous.
I like blaming Chris
it's
for
fun.
Shit.
It's fun. He does have a big ass.
Blaming Chris for stuff is funner than Deepu.
And overrated lips.
What does his ass?
Because he actually needs Deepu.
What?
He needs Deepu.
I was about to say, that's exactly what I didn't want to say it out loud. If Chris gets up and walks out, it's funny.
The show would just be better.
If Scopo left, it would be better.
Deepu can't walk out. You got to be careful with Deepu.
Oh, fucking
Deepu, I think you have some resentments
we'll
towards
over.
Chris that you need to work out.
Sorry, Chris. I fucked up.
Anyway, I thought the meeting with Deepu was good, just for the record. I didn't care that he...
I was just nervous. I was
it doesn't even matter. Just stop talking to Deepu. Get the fucking show back up.
We're not up yet?
I'm working on it.
I don't need to fucking...
I just feel like Deepu will be happier if he gets rid of these resentments.
Can I also say this? Turn a negative into a positive, Bob.
Yeah,
advertise,
what?
Because we're recording the audio right now, advertise that you get the special behind the scenes after the power was killed bonus content in the audio on the MP3 on iTunes.
Wow.
Thank you, Lauren.
Wow.
I'm brilliant.
Wow. I love your lips, Lauren.
You're not brilliant.
That was good. Are you kidding me?
You're not brilliant.
You're
I
want to
ask you right now. Do you think you're brilliant?
From a promotional marketing standpoint?
No.
Yes.
Just I didn't. What? I said no.
Yes.
No, but I said no.
Yes.
You answered it anyway. You answered the question.
When is that thing on your eye going
to
go away?
I got to go to the doctor.
Well, you let me said say that 3 weeks ago.
What do you have?
Listen, here's my problem. If I go to the doctor, I'm going to find out I have cancer, and I can't deal with getting
the
cancer
thing on your
this
eyelid?
Week. Yeah.
No. You
it's a sty.
It's
not a sty. It's the other thing.
Yeah, it's not a sty. It's
what
a.
About. It's
a,
it starts with a C.
Chalazion.
It's right here.
Chalazion.
Yeah. I had that.
What'd you do to it?
And I went to the doctor, and he said, listen, you can probably, you should probably cut it off. He says, you know, but he says, but you can put a warm rag on it every night. And he says, there's a very, very slight chance that'll work.
Yeah. I tried that.
And that's what I did, and it went away.
Well, no, you still had a sty.
Okay, so we're back.
No, I had exactly what he has.
I had that, and it won't go away with a rag, but
we're
they good. Cut mine out.
All right, we're back. All right, sorry, listen.
For months.
Sorry, guys. Shut the fuck up. Sorry about the delay. Sorry, I mean, the disconnection. We're back. Everybody in the chat room, sorry about that. People listening, I apologize. We had a little malfunction with one of the wires in the room that we will fix, and it will never happen again.
And
right?
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. We're all one unit.
We're all in this
Bernie.
Together.
Well, we're guests on the show. It's not our fault. It's their fault.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with you.
I feel like I'm more of a regular than a guest. It's been 4 years.
And he's sticking to it.
Your teeth are irregular.
That's just mean.
You know, I'm just, they are just mean at this point.
Anyways, let's get back to the thing that you have to have surgically removed from your face. That was a fun conversation.
Don't move, Chris. Please don't fucking move, Scopo. Go sit over on the couch. Go sit on the couch. I'm kidding.
He really meant it, though.
I did not.
He's mean.
I'm not
he
mean.
He wouldn't have stopped
you're
if
mean.
He went.
You're mean.
I'm mean, too.
Yeah, you're very mean.
It's okay. Not that you're mean. You're a bully, and that's fine.
He's a bully.
Well, let's just pretend I dropped dead, and now defend yourself, okay?
Gnome was a bully when he was alive. That's all I remember about him, is that his employees would call him mean and a bully.
And he paid cash. No tax records here at the Comedy Cellar.
Taxes. It should be known.
600 cash.
Gnome, stop laughing, which means something weird is going on.
Gnome has the attention span.
It's not cash.
A very small attention.
Exactly. In my mind, I'm thinking, like, could somebody actually listen to this and, like, you know, get me audited or something? We pay everybody $10.99.
Oh, we all get taxed on it.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing I brought it up.
Yeah, big tax.
Gnome just bullied you into saying that.
I'm gonna start paying by
no,
check.
No, we do. No, don't pay by
no,
check.
No, I think actually this podcast has convinced me. It's safer
it.
To pay by check.
Fucking Joe.
There you go, Joe. I didn't like that. Yeah. Now you got to go to an ATM every night when you want
to
take a cab back to fucking
go to
Queens.
The bank.
Yeah, go to the bank.
Fucking Joe Snow.
You'll still
down
get your
here.
Cash, but I'll get rid of it.
I'd love for you to get a check.
Right, I'm happy to get anything. I'm very grateful to be here.
There's one important reason we're not going to pay by check, and that is I don't want to sign all those fucking checks every night. That's
is
really,
that it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what a nightmare
you
that is?
You make us sign.
You can get a signature stamp, but I had that one time, and a bookkeeper stole 100 grand from me with it.
Whoa. Oh my really?
God. 100 grand.
100 wow. fucking grand.
Dan Cook's brother? Remember? No.
Gnome's Darryl. Jewish instincts just woke him up from his sleep.
Somebody's stealing. What was the stamp? Ooh. Would you say your name?
Yeah, it's my signature.
Signature, yeah.
Really?
You can register with a bank, and they say, you know, and then someone who works for you can actually stamp your checks.
Is that person in jail now?
No.
You just let them get away with the money.
No, I pressed charges, but she had a son who was like...
You mean they?
Again,
they,
it's a woman.
They had a son who
was... Did she have a rape joke?
She had the district attorney stamper. She was like, cleared.
She had a son who was like 8 years old at the time, and I was just like, fuck it.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second.
No.
The worst fuck joke ever on you. Fucking the show.
That was a good one.
Do it again, and we'll laugh.
Lewis has had a few good ones today.
All right,
that
do it again.
Was fucking
that
horrific.
Was
do it again.
Good one.
Do it again.
That's timing.
What was the joke?
It's the worst kind of bomb when nobody understands what happened.
I didn't hear
you
it.
You had a few of those today.
It was like a car accident bomb.
I'm having a rough one today. That's why Cowhead hates me.
Cowhead likes you.
No, fuck him. We're not friends.
Why?
I don't know.
Fuck Cowhead.
We're cool.
What was the joke again? Let's try it again.
He said that the girl's not in jail, and then I interrupted and said because she also had the district attorney's signature stamper.
The best part is that's how Lewis thinks the judicial system works. That there's a stamp
cleared.
That says yes or no.
I've never met anybody in my life that I love and hate at the same time. As
I
much
stand
as
by
you.
That joke. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Of course you will.
That one.
That's why you stand by the outside of the stand every night.
So like a Puerto Rican crowd, they would laugh, right?
I get it, Bobby.
Low blow.
So they. So this person stole 100 grand off of you. Yeah. How did you find out?
It's too upsetting.
Come on, how'd you?
I really want to hear this.
I began to. You want to hear this story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this. So she.
He counts his fortune every night.
You're not doing well enough that you don't notice 100 grand missing.
It wasn't all at one time. It was over like 3 years. Uh-huh. But yeah. I'm doing well enough to not notice 100 grand over 3 years. But listen, so this is what happened. She once, when I first opened the Fat Black Pussycat, it was very makeshift. I didn't have a system, and I caught her stealing, like, 30 grand.
Wow.
And I had a meeting with her.
How was she taking it?
this was because we didn't have a tight system yet, and she was just skimming cash. And but all the records were there when I finally got around. So like in the first 6 months, you're so busy with other things. But when I finally got the place up and running, and I had all the records, I noticed that. So I confronted her with it, and crying and everything. And then
you didn't fire her on the spot?
No, but I felt at that time that it was kind of my fault because I put all this cash in front of her with no system, and the place was more successful.
What? It's definitely your fault if you didn't fire her right there.
How are you successful?
John's the only one that's not finding a problem with that.
This is why I didn't want to tell the story.
Go ahead.
She was an old friend of mine, and she was very good. Anyway, so we made a deal that she would pay back the money, like, I don't know, it was like $50 a week or something.
And hand jobs.
The handjobs would continue. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. No, it was more than probably $100 a week. Whatever.
So you locked her in for to another 12 years of employment?
Yeah. So...
Yeah. How are you so successful?
That's actually more criminal than what she did.
Yeah. It got to the point, it was a couple years later, it got to the point where I think she owed like $7,000 or $8,000 left. And she was doing
paid you back with your money.
now that you spoiled my punchline, I think I...
Sorry.
That's right. So I had a meeting with her in the olive tree, and I said, look, she'd been doing a really good job, and it'd been a long time. So I had a meeting. I said, listen, I know that you owe this money, but I've been thinking about it. I said, I want to give you a raise, and let's just forget about the money that you owe me.
Wow.
And she says, I need to pay that money back. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't pay it back. And I said, and I really began to well up in tears. I'm like, listen, just use it for your son. And let's just move on.
Shit.
And she cried. And a week later, I found out she was stealing $100. She stole another $100 wow. grand.
This guy's a fucking asshole.
this is important because nowadays, and I consider myself
probably $140,000 actually, to be honest.
I consider myself to be a pretty liberal guy. Yeah. But these young liberals, they make it seem like these white male business owners are these horrible people.
Are the devil.
What unbelievable compassion displayed here.
Yeah, Gnome, if anything, is generous. I mean,
I thought you were going to say retarded.
No.
I'm so sorry. I was not on the same page with that. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes
you
didn't see that coming.
No, listen, no, sometimes
you and generous, it's just not possibly.
Whoa.
Time out. Sometimes to a fault, he's generous. I mean, he is one of the most generous.
Can you name an example?
Well, I mean, when we were moving out of the city, I was moving out of the city, I needed to rent a house. I didn't have the money in the bank to just go buy another house. I needed to rent a place. Look for a place, get the money, then buy the place. His house was out, just sitting there. He had moved into his brand new mansion that the comedians paid for, up on a hill in the back. You know, it was a beautiful house. But he had this other beautiful house up in Ardsley. And I was like, dude, I would like to rent that house. And he was like, yeah, whatever. You can stay in it. And I was like, no, I want to pay you. Like, I had to give him the money. Like, and like work it out with him because he was like, yeah, just whatever. Like, would have just let me stay there, which is...
So your example of him being generous is him being a Jew landlord.
No, that's not a Jew landlord.
No, that's not. He was just going to let me
but
stay there for what...
But you paid him for it, right?
I had to pay $2,500 a month.
Oh, he paid the taxes.
I paid a little more than the taxes.
No.
Taxes were two. But $1,800. But I paid a little more.
He paid the taxes.
I paid a little more. Listen, I paid the taxes. But he was like, whatever. You know? Yeah. I think that's...
But I didn't ask him to pay the taxes.
No. Not at all.
Part of not wanting to fire somebody, though, like right out the gate is because you know this. You've been working with them, right? You don't want to bring in some rando, right?
No, I really did feel kind of responsible. Like, you can put somebody in a situation to make a thief out of them. And I made a thief out of them.
Did you ask why she stole?
No, I didn't ask that.
I have that instinct, though. I really do. Like, if
to
I walk
steal?
Into a place, yeah. yeah. If I walk into a place and there's money sitting on a counter,
yeah.
my instincts go, take that money.
Right. Great callback.
That's how I
He's calling back to the part about his parents dying when he was a kid. Is that too harsh? That's hilarious.
Jesus, dude. Just fucking both
But the second time she stole, she had an elaborate system. It wasn't just with a signature stamp. She was destroying credit card. I mean, it was complicated. And the second time, it was my accountant.
Now, when you sat her down, you go, look, you're going to have to pay back this $140. We'll do $200 a week. And I got to take back that raise. I'm sorry.
No, so the second time.
Not all of it. I'm going to take back 50% of the raise. Yeah, you've been doing a good job.
And let's be honest.
honest, in a couple of years, I'm going to let the other half
So the second time, I went to press charges, and she had like 30 grand left or something, and she went to Mexico. She left. She fled the country and got robbed, and all the money came. She lost all the money. She lost all of it. So then she came. I don't know if it was 30 grand, but whatever cash she had left, she got stolen, and then she had to come back to America. And I did press charges, but when it came actually to having her go to jail, I told the judge that I said, listen, I'm not interested in her paying her. I mean, I said, it'd be nice if she'd pay her debt to society, but really I'm more interested in her paying her debt to me. She's got a child, and isn't there some way she can just pay it back and not be lost to her child? So they worked out some deal where she was supposed to pay me back like $100 a month or whatever it was. I would never get it back, but it was something. And then she paid it for like 6 months, and then she just didn't pay. And then the deal was if I went and reported her, then they would put her in prison.
They would arrest her, yeah.
But I just didn't. And the truth is, I don't regret it because I wouldn't get the money back. So what's the point? You have a kid grow up without a mom? That she was sucks. A single mother.
I mean, look, she's a piece of shit no matter what.
She's
like,
a piece
honest.
Of shit. That's right.
But you're right. That it just
that
sucks.
Kid would have probably been better off growing up without that mom.
No, she was a good mom.
I don't know.
She was a good mom.
Yeah, dude. People do desperate shit.
She
when
bought
they
her son
kids.
Everything.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, there's nothing that kid didn't.
But
have.
Yeah, I mean, like, just because she steals doesn't mean she's a bad mom. She could be a great mom. And
we're talking about her mom, not your mom.
I don't think any of the Lewis mom jokes are gonna go here.
What I just
based on
I just thought it would be funny.
Based on the episode.
Stop.
But she's listening.
In spirit,
John,
she is.
Stop it.
John, you're right.
God damn it, stop.
You're right, John. I'm sorry. John, you're right.
God damn it, we tried. But yeah, I get why. I forgot that she had a kid. I get why you did it. I mean, look, dude, $140,000 would burn so much. I mean, you should be allowed to beat the shit out of her.
140.
You should
stacks,
be like,
man.
The
on Lewis's podcast.
This week, real ass dude.
If they said you were allowed to punch her in the stomach legally, would you take the shot?
No.
I think you did the honorable thing.
What's she going to do?
Honorable. I was
he
furious.
Hits her in the stomach, she's going to go, ow.
Listen, let me tell you something else.
She's going to have to fake injury.
You know what would be funny after that if she sued him?
For sexual harassment. There's something else about that kind of thing that not everybody, like, you have to go through it to understand it. It's like each day that it continued was painful. And like you just want it to be over. And someone's like, that's it. Fuck it.
Just disconnect with
it. I'm done and I can move on with my life. Because it got 6 months and then she's in prison and going to court. And then that's like, it was so upsetting.
But the whole time you're chained to that. You know what I mean? While you're going through all
that's
that.
That's right. That's why I said, let me just get rid of this because I'm never getting the money back. I'm like, what am I
going to do? That's why rape victims don't press charges.
What's that?
Did she even go to jail for a few days?
Well, she got arrested.
Wow.
And then she got out on bail or something. I remember.
Yeah,
she's been a few nights in jail.
She peeled off a few of your bills and bailed herself out.
She was strip searched.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, what did you just say? It's rape victims? What?
So that's why rape victims don't press charges. They just want to be done with it.
You can't get unraped.
You can't get unraped and you don't want to keep.
You just want to get away. You just want to disengage from the energy of it.
I understand that.
Yeah. But yeah, you go to jail, you're only in there for like 24 hours till they figure out who you are, then they let you out.
Yeah. Would you rather be raped or lose $140,000? Bobby, go.
Raped by who? Man or woman?
A man.
Like Mount Joe size or John size?
We'll say
I got a decent penis.
Deepu.
I'll take
he's not going to suck your dick. He's going to fuck you in the ass.
Oh, Deepu, I'd take a rape. His dick's not going to make a dent.
Yeah. I think this is a little insensitive towards our female listeners.
She's no, okay.
Right. You're okay.
All right, listen. Well, that's fucking, I mean, that's crazy of you, but I get it. Getting robbed, that is a shit feeling. Just having that money.
Also,
taken
I had just
away.
Seen The Godfather Part 2 where he comes back and he shoots the guy. You know, he comes back like, I don't want the kid coming back. Getting me.
Getting
oh,
you
so this
for
was
what?
Selfish
for
again.
Putting his mom in jail. You know?
What if the
you didn't kill his mom, though.
Hold on. It turned back to selfish again. This had nothing to do with Noam being a nice guy. He didn't want a Mexican shooting him in the head.
It was
do
black.
I know the girl?
Her name, I don't want to say her name. Yeah, I think she was around all those years.
Why don't you want to say her name? Her first name, but who gives a shit? Fuck her.
I don't
know. I'm not, like, people aren't going to look her up, obviously, but, you know.
No.
Don't give the name.
These go mates,
mate. It's a fat.
Now, you've owned this place for... Since for how long?
Well, this place I owned since my father died.
How long
this,
have you owned the cellar?
I've owned the cellar since my father died like 10 years ago. But prior to that, I owned the Fat Black Pussycat and the Underground and the Wah. Those are my places. And those I owned always.
When he owned the Wah. when he was the owner of the Y, and it was fucking insane over there. We do comedy over there.
Yeah, I was gonna ask him though when he thought that they would know in Denver, if he has a picture in his head of when they would know in Denver, like the Cellar's fucking popping. If it's the same as our,
he was saying, what he's saying is, what do you think made the Cellar popular? Tough Crowd or Louie? What made the Cellar
like nationwide? Where comics in other cities?
Like we're not nation worldwide. What made it pop?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the Wah became famous when I had it all over the world, and that was just word of mouth. So I don't know.
No, we're talking about the Comedy Cellar.
I know, but I'm saying things become famous
different ways.
In a combination, there are factors that make it's not one thing that makes it. Tough Crowd.
Oh, you know what? Nobody even talked about this at all. Like you're talking about right around Tough Crowd, right around Louis. It's also when we had a huge social media boom as well. So that definitely had to contribute to the fact that comics were sharing information, and this became
around the world.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely.
What about Opie and Anthony too? You guys talking about it on air?
Yeah, there's a million little ways, but I think that what you guys are, probably still the most important way it gets known is that people tell each other. It's not seeing it on TV or radio. People go and they have a good time, and then they go say, hey, you know, like any restaurant, any like anything anybody experiences, if they like it, they go and tell their friends, and that's how it becomes popular.
And if you want to get a job at the Cellar, you could rob the owner blind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want a good career move, come and 10 bar here on weekends.
Just make 140K.
Make 140K a year, plus a raise after the first year. And don't worry about going to jail. Just make sure you get knocked up.
I'm experiencing it now. Like it's coming back to me now, the aggravation of this story.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it hurt?
Yeah.
You mad at her again?
I'm mad at myself.
You're mad at yourself?
And some people who work for me.
Really?
Who were supposed to have been...
Are they still here?
See, the second time we did have a system, and it was airtight.
Yeah.
Except that...
Apparently it wasn't.
Well...
Except for that $100,000.
Except for the $140,000.
It was airtight, except that nobody was... The person who was supposed to actually be comparing this column to that column...
Wasn't.
Which has to be done, just didn't do it.
Yeah. Is that person still here?
Yeah, and she had to know... She knew she was eventually. She was something wrong with it because she knew she was eventually going to get caught. She never stole in a way that there was no trace of it. She stole in a way that the day that somebody sat down and did the accounting, it was going to be clear that she had stolen. Mm.
So the person who didn't do the accounting, are they still here? Yep. Wow. Let me tell you something. If you've ever been fired from a job. Or you just got out of prison, come work here at the Comedy Cellar. Don't worry about it. Just get over here. Get down here right now. Work in the office. How much are you going to make a year? $150 a year.
Cash.
All right, man, we get the fuck out of here. This has been a weird fucking show. It went out. What's that? You got to go?
Yeah, I
got
to run.
All right, Louis, what do you got? Go first.
I'll be L.A. February 7th to 12th.
What are you doing in L.A.?
Venice Underground. I got Flappers.
Flappers?
Flappers.
What is that?
I think some crunches will take care of that. Good night, everybody.
The true.
It's in Burbank.
Okay, go ahead.
And go to GomezComedy.com. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Hashtag the show when you're talking about me on the Twitter sphere. And I love you guys.
Buddy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
It was fun. Joe, what do you got?
All right, I got a big one here. February 27th, recording my album Comedy Central Records at Buffalo Helium. So I need to fill it. And Comedy Central's nervous that it's too big of a room. So come on,
it's
February
big,
27th.
Get the fuck. Listen, everybody, I got a lot of fans up there. Make sure you go, spread the word, get all your friends, get the tickets, sell the place out. Sell it out, and I'll tweet about it. We'll Instagram about
That'd
it.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Make sure you. So when is it? This February.
February 27th. Buffalo Helium.
Maybe you could ask Records. Maybe you could ask Amy to tweet.
No, I'd never do that. I'm not going to sell it out 20 times.
I've been defending her all over the country.
I just want to sell it out once. I'm a fucking 90 fucking million people show up.
And then check out Tuesdays with Stories.
Why am I cut off? Why am I? Oh, fuck! I hate this kid.
Tuesdays with Stories, Mark Norman and I every week.
I fucking hate him.
I love Mark Norman.
What? I do too.
Mark Norman's hilarious.
Let me ask you a question. When are we going to finish the script?
I called you in Iowa. I was stranded for 3 extra days. I had to miss a Cellar spot. I was depressed. I wanted to kill myself. I called you, and you didn't call me back.
What's
really
the script
hurt.
About? Like a big fat guy who used to be handsome with herpes.
Not only did he combine both of us.
Him herpes from the toilet seats.
John, what do you got?
From the toilet seats. I don't know, man. I'm working this weekend. You know what? I have No More Mr. Nice Guy. Independent film coming out. Top of April, I believe.
Awesome.
And then I'm working on my documentary film. You know, I had a fire this time last year where I lost everything. comedy community stepped in, bailed me out, and I turned it into a documentary film.
Great.
That's nice.
That should be coming out in about four or five months.
I donated.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
I did too.
Thank everybody.
I don't believe that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I did.
Under an assumed name.
I didn't know about it.
No one would have given you a ton.
I did it under an assumed name. I swear to God.
Get the fuck out
dude,
of here.
Dude, Chris Scopo.
But thank you guys. You know, the comedy community really built
look,
me
man.
Out.
Oh, and we put on our podcast too. Mark
did
and
you?
I.
Thank
yeah,
you,
we did
man.
A little thing up front.
Yo, I was really humbled how fast that money
buddy.
Came in.
And our fans sent money.
How did the fire start? I would have wanted to know that before I donated.
Electric.
Wasn't Jewish
it was
lightning.
The worst.
Oh my God, you're the guy who your place lit up.
That was me.
I did give money.
Oh,
I
Robert.
Gave it to Chris. Did you give it to him?
Yeah.
$200.
That was yeah. It was right before Christmas.
Place went up in flames, man.
All right, check out Noam. Do you have anything?
Nope.
Wow, it must be nice. just not to have to promote anything.
I just
he's got businesses.
I can't say it out loud.
What about your show?
Yeah, the Comedy Cellar show every Thursday night, 7 o'clock on Sirius XM Radio.
When are you going to give it to Rob? When you said we could have it back.
You can, as a matter of fact, I'd like to give it to you tomorrow to put on right away. We had a show last week with Michael Che and...
Can you give it to Rob?
Yeah.
Can you please? Because
yes.
we've been emailing you. You don't respond.
That's not true.
All right, whatever.
But I would love to be part of the Riotcast Network again.
Good. We'll bring you back.
Okay. Can I do 5 minutes at the Cellar sometime, man?
You looking at me through him, right?
No, I'm looking at both of you guys.
Somebody, I don't fucking have
well, now this is it's awkward.
Yeah,
but,
don't, yeah,
but,
that's not the I thought you didn't give a fuck.
No, I said, let me.
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Well, I'd have. You got to send me your YouTube clip. I've never seen you.
Yeah, I know. No, I know.
Absolutely, you can do 5 minutes at Cellar if you're funny. Or if whatever.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Call Esty.
Yeah. Awkward.
Esty's my buffer.
All right, check it out. Yeah.
Family's got a lot of buffers.
Yeah. Scopo, what do you got?
Got a buffer.
Just give me at Chris Scopo on Twitter and Instagram.
Lauren, what do you got?
At Lauren Cabrera on Twitter and Instagram.
What do you got?
At R2Depot. And we got a poll. I polled the audience for who's got the best lips.
Oh!
There we go.
Here we go.
So, no, wait, stop.
Watch this.
Stop, wait.
Watch it.
This is the only reason why. This
I'm
is what Depot does.
Watch this.
This is what Depot does because he has creativity, initiative, and he has hustle.
Was it his idea to put the PowerPoint right underneath someone's foot?
No, he was told to pick that up a long time ago, and he didn't.
That was a different switch, but yeah, it's the same problem.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Notice who has confidence.
He does. Go ahead.
All right, so.
You gotta do last to first.
Yeah, I will do that. So, tied for last.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'd never be on the good on the Oscars.
Tied for last is Bobby and Chris with 0 votes. 0% of the poll.
We're
because
good.
All you fucking
good.
Scumbags in the chat room, you fucking Luis Gomez, block everybody. I want them all. We got them in their corral.
We want to hear
block
it.
Them all. You fucking scumbag chat room fucks.
About to outshoot these people?
And
right.
Then
my lips
got?
Are not my strong
while
part.
We have them in the chat room, I want them all gone.
Next.
Lauren and I are tied at 8%.
How many votes is that?
Lauren has better lips than me, you fucking scumbag.
How many votes is that?
Well, you moved
fuck
your vote.
Them.
You
fuck
moved your vote.
You.
You moved your
I
vote.
Fucking, I hope you all
Joe,
fucking die.
Joe's still in the race. And then, third place, John Lasser, with 17% of the vote.
You have John's
so
lips
proud
third?
Of you.
John is third?
This is rigged. This is rigged.
This is
fucking rigged.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
The, what this is. First
when
of all, I this fucking.
Probably a lot of listomaniacs out
this
there.
This is awful. Go ahead. This is awful.
Second place is Joe List.
Are you fucking.
This is
this is.
Bring it home.
You guys
bring
should be
home.
Ashamed of yourselves. You guys should all be ashamed of yourselves because you're phony,
ashamed
lying.
Of yourselves?
Fuck you.
Who's shelves. Left? Lewis?
I have so much lips I can't speak. Okay, I have too much lips.
Lewis's bullshit tweet might have did some
this
good.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. This is Lewis. This
Lewis's
is why
fans have no jobs.
You understand? This is why Luis Gomez is a fucking genius. He'll get fucking 8 people rally them up on his dumb soul and get him into this stupid thing.
Yeah.
No he really is.
And you know what we all said? We all said you guys have the same lips. So how could you be that far apart?
Yeah, good. Who's number one?
Lewis. 42% right. Of the votes.
You're fired. You're fired.
How many people participated?
You're fired.
I don't have a full figure. All I get are percentages right now. So.
Oh,
I'm going to take a vote, and it's bullshit. Here's my vote.
Third.
Here's my vote. You guys are fucking liars. You're third. How can you put these big chocolate lips third? God.
But didn't I tell you?
I know.
I think the real problem is Joe's second.
Joe, yeah. I'm proud of you.
That was a little weird.
Joe,
I have a small mouth. I don't have very good teeth. I got pretty nice lips.
You have better lips than me?
I don't think so, no.
Then you know this is phony.
I don't think
the people speak.
I don't think
I'm not the person. Oh, they God. Voted.
All right, well, there you go, guys.
I'm the Bernie Sanders of this lip.
Is there any way we can eliminate the chat room? Like forever.
Yeah, sure. You want to not read from that?
Want me to email the six of them?
Get them a group text. Right,
you guys,
yo, let's should we sign the thing.
All right, we got to. What? Go ahead. Yeah, all right. All right, yeah, check it out.
Listen
real quick, though. I want to announce this right now. If you're listening live, it's this Sunday. Right now, if you download this Sunday night, you're watching it, it's Sunday night. Go to riotcast.com, go to iTunes, Misery Loves Company, Kevin Brennan, and Lenny Marcus. You will not be disappointed.
Is Kevin going to be video too?
Not yet. We're going to add
it's
that.
The Super
I know.
Bowl. Sunday night's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people don't watch the Super Bowl. And fuck the Broncos.
We are watching the Super Bowl this year.
Go ahead.
Me and my Denverites.
For listening live, you'll be in Arizona this weekend. Stand Up Live Arizona.
Now, it's a great club. It looks nice. I've never been there. I just if you're an alcoholic and you fucking don't come to my show, please. If you're going to a comedy club to fucking drink and get hammered and yell, just fucking please stay the fuck home.
Why don't Kevin and Lenny live podcast during the Super Bowl?
That's a good idea.
People listen because Lenny's totally into football and Kevin can trash everybody on the commercials.
That's a good idea. I'll pass that along. Good.
February 11th, 12th, 13th, you're in the Comedy Scene in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Brand new club at Foxborough, at the stadium.
Ooh.
I don't know if you know this. Foxborough Stadium has this massive mall. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, and they have a brand new comedy club, and I'm bringing Stavros with me.
Is that the Gotham Love guys Stavros. Did that?
Nope.
Is that Levity?
No, it's not. It's the guys. Oh. It's not the guys at Gotham. You know what it is? It's the guys from Laugh Boston. These guys are great. Fucking John Tobin and the guys who did Laugh Boston. I'm telling you,
they're
fucking
stadium.
Right. It's a beautiful club. What are you mad about? Did you want that club at Foxborough?
I don't want that club. I'm just impressed by that accomplishment.
Well, you could do it if you fucking left New York City. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to drive up to Sawmill every day. You don't want to go out of the city, do you?
No.
All right, so have fun.
I am.
Go ahead.
That's all your dates on there for some reason.
Well, there you go, because you know what happens then. We start filming Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. Going to the studio next week. Talk to Dennis today. They're starting all the songs. I'm going to go in the studio next week and see what they're doing. I can't wait. We're going to start filming again. I'm putting together a toy for black children. It's a little white. It's a white kid with small lips.
I'll take it.
And it will come in last in the voting.
All right. All you guys in the chat room, I fucking love you. Thanks for listening today, even though you didn't vote for me, you fucking assholes. You guys, fans listening, you guys are the best fans in the world. Make sure you support all these comics. Go to their shows. Make sure you support them. Tell them you heard them on the YKWD. We love you guys. You know what, dude? We'll see you next week.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.